You're a mean kike, Rabbi Fink. You're really are a Jew. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a kike, Rabbi Fink. You're a bad banana with a greasy nigger nose peel. You're a monster, Rabbi Fink. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Rabbi Fink. I wouldn't touch you with a 666-foot pole. You're a vile one, Rabbi Fink. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Rabbi Fink. The choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Rabbi Finkelschini. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Rabbi Fink. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stink, stunk. You're a rotter, Rabbi Fink. You're the king of sinful twats. Your farts a dead tomato spot. Your moldy purple spots, Rabbi Fink. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up in tangled up twats. You nauseate me, Rabbi Fink, with the nauseous super nos. You're crooked jerky jockey, and you ride a crooked bat twat, Rabbi Fink. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Greetings, ogling, wigger, and manzer ass clowns across the fruited and nutted Zog Plain, in the open air, coast to coast nut house that we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But also, and especially mainly, to the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call, greetings. This is episode number 100.5. And I'm going to entitle it, Augie Christ Made Off with 193,000 Zog Bucks and 6 months time served while Mo Gullet gets 6 years and butt sucked. And the date that the show was, well, aired, it has chat going on TalkStew, was the 15th of December, 2011. Started a little bit after 9 o'clock, and I'm coming back a bit later and going ahead and filling in. Now, what this thing has to do is that it comes from, Monday, the 12th. Here's Angle Mestizo Truett, Mo Gullet's, high brown Mamzer, who's gone ahead and made security director and all that here, a longtime criminal with 25 years in the Texas prison system. And you have Mo Gullet on there, and there they have the Chicago Sephardic Jew boy, Eli or James, coming up with, all of a sudden they have found out that the psychotic Jersey City Jew boy, William Fink, or as I call him, Rabbi Finkelschini, was a lying, murderous Jersey City pig who went ahead and murdered a Puerto Rican inmate. way back in 1989. He got 14 years prison time. He served 12 and a half of them. And they were making this big deal of all of a sudden they had figured out that Rabbi Finkelstein was a murderous Jersey City Jew boy, murderous pig. Eli was also butthurt. And essentially, Mo Gullet and Anglem Steezel Truitt were saying, oh, I didn't know about till just a couple weeks ago. Bullshit. Bullshit. This was well known. You know, pretty well, the people who go ahead and support Finkelstein, why, they know full well about his murderous past. And they don't give a shit, because they're Mamzers themselves here. They're Mamzers who Finkelstein claims are white. He goes ahead and goes along with that imposture. And up until, a couple weeks ago, until Rabbi Finkelstein, being the sociopathic lying Jew boy he is, forced the issue upon Mo Gullet and Anglem Steezel Truitt, they used to be partisans of Finkelstein, just like Carolyn Yeager is on Voice of Retards today. That lying bitch knows all about Finkelstein. Pretty well the entire movement knows about Finkelstein and Finkelstein's past. And just like worshipping a cult of personality like old Joseph Stalin, they're either for Finkelstein because he insists that he is right, even though he's a papist preterist and a fraud. And since he goes ahead and forces the issue, and he's been forcing the issue for about, 3 weeks now? Maybe four. Essentially, here is Anglem Steezel Truitt, and here's Mo Gullet, all butthurt about it. Well, folks, this show tonight's going to go ahead and contrast August Christ, who recently was sentenced to 6 months time served in jail, and he gets another 6 months in house arrest or hovel arrest, wherever he's at. But he made off with close to 193,000 Zog bucks as a result of a so-called pension scheme. Now, I think he didn't make up off nearly that much. But essentially, Zog went after him because in 2003, 2004, he went ahead and said that no longer was his faction, the Aryan Nations, going to go ahead and just be Christian identity. In fact, it wasn't even going to be Aryan. I mean, if you had a bunch of Mamzers, Al-Qaeda Mamzers, and Sand Niggers, and Dunkuns, and the rest, he was going to accept, he was going to go ahead and accept their money, and they were going to work equal time to go ahead and kill Jews. Well, the FBI, found out about that and figured out he was just a lying, yapping blowhard. And they looked for shit to get on him, and what they got on him was that he was taking funds that they claim he wasn't entitled to because he was getting a pittance from playing Aryan Nations. Well, generally, from what I gather, Augie hasn't made that much money. He's just gone ahead and he's just lived on the fringes. He's just a little beggar. He's just a little wannabe. And when Augie went ahead and said that pretty well anybody with $25 and he would give him $10 a month would be an Aryan Nations member, and you had a bunch of Mamzers and Tards and idiots and Creatards who would go ahead and join simply to claim that they were white and claim that they were Aryan Nations. I mean, it follows Frenz's first law of white nationalism, which says as the country gets more and more dark, it becomes more and more Mamzer, you'll have more and more of these Anglo Mestizos and High Yellows claiming to be Aryan. And that's what's happened in the Aryan, quote, Aryan Brotherhood. Generally, they're all just quote-eyed Mamzers. And that's what you had in Christian Identity. Now, a lot of people, including me, didn't go along with Augie Christ on this horseshit. You had another faction way back and after Butler died, Billy Roper was supporting he was supporting Rick Spring, and Rick Spring was a known Zogbot, a known criminal. Well, he was a known agent provocateur, and he admitted so a couple of years later. Everybody knew he was an agent provocateur, but Billy Roper supported him. Now Billy Roper supports a new agent provocateur pretending to be Aryan Nations, a.k.a. Morris Gillette. Now, I used to support Morris Gillette. Me and Pastor John Britton saved his church. We went ahead and saved his trust fund from Jeremy Visser and Brian Brian Wright, two Mamsers who are just thieves. And my, pretty well my reward for it was to be kicked out because I advocated, the Great Tribulation. Morris Collette, it was probably part of his little, plea deal, went ahead and I think part of it was to go ahead and denounce me and kick me out. And he did so. Morris Collette was kicked out of Aryan Nations by Ray Redfern and not allowed back in by Pastor Richard Butler because he was nothing more than just a drunken crackhead. And his scheme to go ahead and rob banks wasn't for the good of his church like he claimed. It was for Bolivian nose candy. It was for crack. And he went ahead and took another Anglo-Mestizo with him. Scott Charles Thornton. Now, Mr. Thornton has moved on, but I think he's a Zogbot too. So, let's just go ahead and compare, August Christ, who at least supposedly made off with 193,000 Zogbucks, got 6 months time served because he went ahead and pled guilty, and essentially Zog didn't want to go ahead and take care of his medical bills, so that's why they went ahead and gave him 6 months time served, and another 6 months confined to his hovel. They might go ahead and put a ankle bracelet around his leg, the one that hasn't been chopped off. He doesn't have much in the way, he doesn't have any feet left. Essentially, that's why they turned him loose. But it was a political charge. August Christ is actually a political prisoner of war, whereas Morris Collette was just nothing more than just a drunken criminal playing at Christian Identity, and now he is playing at Aryan Nations. Now, from what I gather, no Al-Qaeda people went ahead and gave August Christ money and joined his Aryan Nations. But now Morris Collette has a whole bunch of high yellows. Has a bunch of people look like niggers in this, quote, Aryan Nations faction. And Morris Collette has never been at, loath to go ahead and ordain Mamsers. He ordained Brian Wright, who's a slant-eyed, gook Jew Mamser. And Jeremy Visser, who's a red nigger Mamser, and now he got Anglo-Mestizo Truitt, another red nigger Mamser, and a bunch of other tards. And what happens is Collette doesn't have a problem with letting in Mamser criminals like him to go ahead and try to get at stupid young 18, 19, and early 20s tards to run around and dress up in uniform and act like ass clowns. Nothing's going to get accomplished with that except to go ahead and send them to prison. So let's go ahead and look at August Christ didn't send anybody else other than himself to jail. Not prison, jail. He's not going to go to prison. He might be loose right now. Whereas Morris Collette, in order to avoid a 30-year sentence for doing something stupid, being drunk and idiotic, and plotting to rob banks before a snitch and being caught on videotape doing that, he went ahead and sent himself to prison for 6 years and another fool for 5 years. They both got in trouble, and essentially Morris Collette is now snitching. So folks, that's just, that's the main thing that's in the movement. I go ahead and talk about other retards and idiots, and we talk with Russ Walker a little bit in the early segment. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get this thing out here before the week is up, and so I'll say, Hail Victory.
Yes, I admit, we got a Wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a Wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. I wake up and right away. If the Wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro. The Wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit We got a wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating crap.
Okay, Russ. Anyway, Russ is on the thing here. You have as Rabbi Samuelson, you have old Jeremy Visser logged in, and unlike Elias and unlike Finkelsheenies, why I'm not going to go ahead and bother muting any such tard or something like that. He gets to go ahead and say pretty much whatever he wants. You have Jeremy Visser, and you have Old Gender Bender Pisser Pufter Possum, probably number 9 here, whining and bitching about boycotting Keith Sutherland's program because I'm on it sometime. And it doesn't stand, you know, it doesn't stand to these little, you know, these little tards' brain. But essentially, I have Keith doing a show. I went ahead and encouraged him to do a show probably a month or two or maybe even, you know, having him do it. And the reason I wanted him to do it is I wanted a genuine Christian identity, person who goes ahead and actually studies it, who is actually white as opposed to Jeremy Visser and as opposed to Eli James, opposed to Finkelsheeny. I wanted him actually teaching dual seed line Christian identity doctrine. And this past week...
That's a very interesting idea, which I'd never heard before.
Well, I mean, Keith has some stuff I don't agree with. He seems to have the idea that Adam was around before he was formed of the dust of the earth, and I've criticized that. I said it sounds a lot like reincarnation, sounds a little bit like Mormonism, and I'm not too crazy about that. But on the other hand, here on the edge of the Ozarks where you have, you have, 120 Herbert Armstrongites, although they're not with Herbert Armstrong's church anymore because it was taken over by Jews 20 years ago or so. Essentially you have the Armstrong remnants, about 120 of them, which is about the same number back when I was going, sitting on the, steel folding chairs. And then you have about, a couple small congregations that I know of, and one of them Sacred Names and all this sort of thing. And you get to where you have a bunch of people who do know the identity truth, and you get sort of, tolerant of their particular notions. I don't really call them heresies, I call them notions. And while you don't agree with them, you learn that if you're going to go ahead and get along with these people who are Israelites, who do understand some of the message, you get to where you pretty well live and let live.
I mean, you know, like your friend Minerva says, we can hold. I could go ahead and hold a picnic, and everybody wouldn't be trying to kill each other. Unlike what happens if you had the Finkelsteins and the Eliers and the rest, you know, Brian Real and the rest of the cards running around, who would just go ahead and be screaming at each other about heretic, 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 heretic. I mean, when you live where there are a bunch of Christian identity people scattered all over the place, you get to where you develop some sort of tolerance. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what good, you know, but Finkelstein, here he is up in New York, you know, New York State. You know, I think he's a Jersey City Jew boy who went ahead and learned a little bit of Greek, and just like a lot, like Anglo Cecil Truett, like Brian, you know, like Brian Wright, probably like Jeremy Visser. You have a bunch of criminals, you know, mams are criminals who essentially got Jesus, but they decided to go ahead and get Jesus as a result of this prison ministry, some Kingdom Identity Ministries, and Lorraine Swift. And essentially, they brought in a lot of this vermin into the movement, and then once they get into it, they don't know how to act, they don't know how to behave, they want to go ahead and change Christian identity, so they act the way they act. And, I don't see why Finkelstein people are surprised by Finkelstein's behavior. You know, it's not at all unusual among criminals. They are just so self-righteous, and they're just idiots. So you got to go ahead and expect that sort of behavior. But in any case, with Keith, I went ahead and put up 98.5, which was 1st December. And, I didn't put up number 100. I put up 98.5 first, you know, and that's when Keith went ahead and called in. And, he called in the week after. And essentially, when he called in, I was trying to say, why don't you go ahead and get your own talk show? And he said, well, I'm having technical problems. Well, this past week, rather than me go ahead and have my, finger on the trigger, although I didn't, wasn't going to go ahead and push it, I actually walked Keith through him engineering his own show. And essentially, there are a lot of people bitching, well, Marty's running things here. And essentially, I let Keith pretty well go wherever Keith was going. Of course, on the other time, when Keith goes ahead and he gets to expounding, I try to go ahead and bring it around to where the circle is closed. And pretty well, it was about the nature of Adam kind. And, this past week, he said he was going to go ahead and talk about, angel kind, mankind, beast kind. And essentially, I tried to go ahead and get him, to that here. He's really into prophecy. He's really into the Daniel, 70 weeks thing here. And like I explained to him, I sort of got cured of all this prophecy, name the day, because, in the Worldwide Church of God, they had people believing that, 150,000, 200,000 of us were going to go ahead and somehow get to Petra. You know where Petra is? It's a little bitty place here in, Jordan. Very narrow place here where these Nabataean caravan keepers, along with these Edomites, carved out a little city. And I don't think 150,000 people could go ahead and live in Petra. I don't think it had more than 2,000 or 10,000 people in it. At its height here. It was just a little bitty desert town here. But here we were, all supposed to go to Petra in 1972, and that didn't happen. So then they sent back to 1975, and that didn't happen. And I used to hear all these people adding up 2,520, which is 3.5 years worth of days. And, as a result, I get a little bit, leery about, someone saying they know some prophecy. But, heck, it's Keith's show, I keep on saying. But you have old Gender Bender, you have old Jeremy Visser whining and pissing and moaning about boycotting Keith's show. And I try to keep on telling these retards that, this is Keith's show, it's not my show. And this last one here, Keith was pretty well engineering the entire thing. But, anyway. So, what did you want to talk about, Russ?
anything special to talk about. Just watching current events right now, we've seen the gold and silver fiasco in the last 2-3 days, where gold and silver's prices have plunged.
Well,
you see,
I think they got the little finger on the little commodity trigger, and I think that they deliberately let it raise here till they get some money, and then all the wigger tars decide to get into it, so then it's time to go ahead and fleece all the wigger tars, bringing their money into it. Okay?
Well, you know, you and I can lose $20, we can lose $100, but when $1.2 billion have disappeared, and they have this guy, I can't think of his name now, for Corzine, and he doesn't know where $1.2 billion...
Oh, he lied. I mean, of a day or so ago, you had this employee who went ahead and said is that they deliberately took your money out of these protected accounts, these protected customer accounts that was not supposed to be used for their little betting. And essentially, Corzine knew about it.
Well,
and about a week or so ago, this Jew named Kunstler said, why is this man still not in prison?
Well, believe me, when $1.2 billion disappears, you make a lot of enemies, and someone's going to look into this thing. I don't know what's going to take place. All I can see, we can see the world financial system not fluctuating. It's fibrillating. I don't know what it's convulsing.
Well, it's convulsing as what they tried to do is they tried to go ahead and bring in the idiots' money here, the Uyghurs' pension funds, you know, the pension funds, what have you, or the states, and the rest, and they rip them off. Essentially, what it is it's just pretty well, it's pretty well a financial zombie just feeding upon itself, you know, and trying to go ahead and bring in other characters to, you know, to steal and cheat and rob and.
Who put together this little picture here, Wigger problem, Maxi Single, and it shows several people in the back and all being.
Oh, that's been around. That's been around for a while. You know, Brian Real went ahead and bitched and bitched and bitched and made me take it down, but he sort of disappeared. So I'm like,
what thing guy in the hurry back behind Whisker? Who's that person?
Let's see. You have old Mike the Kite Delaney. He looks like the Four Stooges. You got a hell of a big nose. You have Wickstrom, you have Eli James, you have Finkelschini and Brian Real.
And who's the guy holding the puppeteer? Who's it?
Mark Pataak, you know, this Jew boy who's of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, boy.
Mark Pataak. So essentially what happens is it's me and Poopy Dog against all these here little CI puppets run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's why I like the thing here. Probably what I need to do.
Question here a second. Do CI celebrate Christmas? Absolutely not. Christmas is pagan. In fact, somewhere in the Bible, I think Corinthians or Thessalonians, somewhere it talks about decorating the tree. Or
Jeremiah 10, I believe, it was what it was from when I was in there about how the heathen go out and they dig out, they go ahead and find a log or something out of the forest. I think it's Jeremiah 10, as I remember, you know, from my Worldwide Church of God days.
Somewhere in there.
My brother, I go ahead and go down and I see him, you know, I guess his bitch girlfriend has him, he has all these Christmas lights, you know, down at the trailer house, and, you know, essentially, I said, what are you doing, celebrating my birthday? Because I was born on Christmas Day. But let me see, Jeremiah, go ahead and check here. Jeremiah 10, you know, 10 verse 1, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh to you, the O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Well, they're superstitious. Verse 3. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. Number 4. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it for them to do good. And pretty well, that's what they used to go ahead and say. Don't be like the heathen. They go out to the woods. They cut down a tree. They prop it up here. They put silver and gold on. Sounds a lot like a Christmas tree, don't it?
Sure sounds that way to me. It's pagan. It's absolute pagan.
No, Yahweh says not to do that shit. But on the other hand, I mean, I would tolerate a Christmas tree or something like that. Sort of like I tolerated my wife's nephew. What happened Sunday I went ahead and I got tired around, midnight. Well, around 11 or something like that. And essentially I hung the phone up and Roxy's sister-in-law, you know, married to his brother, Ralph, said that old Brian had gone ahead and croaked off here. And Brian was sort of screwed up here. He was big and fat and weighed about 350 pounds and was diabetic, and he died of a heart attack around between 8 and 10:30 or so. And we used to take him along, and I pretty well tolerated Brian. And heck, from what I gather, they went ahead and cremated him, and they're going to go ahead and give the urn to his father, you know, Roxy's brother, Ralph, you know, no, Floyd. And Floyd's a stupid asshole, and he married one of these Anglo mestizos. So essentially, Brian was a homosexual. He was big and fat and lied a lot, and essentially he was a retard. And of course he was whiter than Visser's, than Visser kind, but still he was a mamzer and a homo and all this sort of thing. And heck, what are you going to do? I mean, I just pretty well, I didn't really hate Brian. I mean, about the best thing that could be said about it was I tolerated Brian. Now, last month he begged and begged and begged to go ahead and ride in the back of Geo. So he weighs about 350 pounds. So the poor old Geo is weighed down. I go over to the McDonald's. I go ahead and buy 5 $1 hamburgers and one chicken sandwich, and I go ahead and give, and I said, Brian, 2 of these are for you. And the line bastard goes ahead, not only eats that, but he's all pissed off at me for some reason, because, and he goes ahead and eats my chicken sandwich, and then he lies about by the time we get to the McDonald's here.
Come on, that's bullshit. Let's respond to this guy at 13 a second. He says, you see how people don't believe in holidays. That's false. There are 3 festivals commanded in the Bible to be observed.
There are to us, there are holy days. They're not holidays. Holiday comes from the word holy day.
You're correct.
Yeah.
There are 3, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And I don't care.
Well, and the Sabbath, of course.
True. The 52 Sabbaths a year, but some are double Sabbaths, all kinds of things take place. But in any event, I don't know if this guy's 13 is serious or is a joker. Who cares? You know what I mean?
I think 13 is the Obagender Bender Pisser Putzer Possum. Rabbi Samuelson is Jeremy Visser. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I tolerate tards. I tolerate tards. I tolerate Brian. He annoyed me. I told him. It was a while before I went ahead and took him, but I went ahead and took him.
Apocalypse, he says, wasn't Jesus born in the springtime? So I think most people believe he was born in the fall.
He was born in the fall. Generally, a lot of people think he was born around September or October because you go ahead and hear that when he was born, about the shepherds being ready to take their flocks in for the winter time. You know what I mean? From their grazing grounds on the hills, they were about to go ahead and take their flocks in. So essentially, he was born. But what happens is that, essentially, Christmas Day was Nimrod's birthday. The Worldwide Church of God used to preach is that the Saturnalia, which was around a few days after the fall, winter equinox. What do you call it? Equinox or Anyway, it was after the shortest day. They had what they called Saturnalia. And essentially, that was the true meaning of Christmas. They got drunk, screwed whores, gave each other's gifts, and had one heck of a party, to go ahead and supposedly screw their way into making sure the sun would go ahead and come back up here a few days after the equinox. And pretty well
solstice.
Okay. Solstice, not equinox is equal, so that's in September and March here. The equinoxes are on, June 21st?
June and December.
Huh? June and December, yeah.
No, no, no. The solstices are June and December. The equinoxes are in March and March and September.
So,
okay.
When the Roman Catholic Church, you know, the Baal Priest Church of Cibele, was trying to go ahead, you know, of Nimrod Semiramis, was trying to go ahead and essentially, you know, like this Yule log, Semiramis claimed after Shem, you know, whacked Nimrod, you know, and cut him into about 13 pieces, you know, to pretty well tell all the rest of the characters you were thinking of going ahead and pulling, you know, more Nimrod shit here that they better stop. Well, that's where you get the, you know, thing of Horus and Osiris and Isis, to where essentially a jackal went ahead and supposedly ate Nimrod's most important part, his penis here. And unlike Oba Genderbender, Isis went ahead and fashioned a new one out of wood or something like that. And you had all this Christmas stuff to where, you know, Semiramis is, you know, she's a virgin here, even though she is a whore, you know, a Jew whore, and she went ahead and gave
virgin and whore at the same time.
She went ahead and gave birth to little, you know, little Horus or, you know, in Egypt, and, you know, called Tammuz, you know, Tammuz in the
right.
You know, in the Middle East here. And you have pretty well these people, you know, in the Bible going ahead and said, don't be just like a bunch of these stupid women mourning and whining over Tammuz or something like that here. So, in any case, they, you know, this thing has been around, you know, these false, you know, imposters of Jesus have been around since the birth, you know, since Cain and Nimrod. It's been around for some time. So these holidays, this corruption of holy days, and what the Roman Catholic Church did, because it was descended from Nimrod, it was descended from the Hittites, you know, a number of these things, all this evil pagan stuff here, the Roman Catholic Church decided that they were going to be Catholic. They were going to be universalists. So what they did is that they, you know, like for the Germans, their fertility god was called Easter. Well, that's where the term Easter comes from. And, you know, pretty well Semiramis. She claimed that, oh, Semiramis was born a virgin here who came out of an egg which dropped out of the sky. And the Worldwide Church of God used to go ahead and, you know, pretty well do quite a bit of stuff here. But, you know, here's my brother, and he's a practical man. He don't believe in wasting money on stuff you don't need, so it's probably his girlfriend who's going ahead and plugging in these lights. He'd probably, you know, just soon save on the electric bill. But no, I mean, you have all this stuff, and it, you know, it's just the way it is, okay?
Well, two other things I want to talk about. One, we're watching this Middle East. There's an increasing concentration of power in the Middle East, and it seems that the Jews are stupid. If they do stuff to bring more attention to that area, if the damn thing goes off, baby, they're going to be hit. There's no way that they may win, lose, or draw. It makes no difference. It's like you can get a big guy can get in a fight with a little guy, and he might win the fight, but a little guy can hurt the big guy too. And you get enough fights with people, you're going to get hurt. And
well, they're trying to go ahead and get Uncle Zog involved in a fight with Iran. And somebody was saying about this drone that essentially these Iranians are not altogether idiots. Somehow they probably managed to go ahead and hack in, and essentially they brought down this drone, and they got this drone to land, and they got the thing all together. So now, you know, now you have the United States saying, well, no, they didn't have it here, and, oh, well, it went ahead and blew up, it crashed into pieces, then they go ahead and show it up on the TV, then they say it's not theirs, now they claim they want it back because, hey, you know, it's ours, give it back.
Can you imagine how stupid is Obama? He is dumber than the average nigger. Do you think in a million years Iran would ever give that back? Did he ever think that they they can conduct a spying operation over Iran, and then Iran or any country for that matter would give the spying instrument.
Probably what Iran's going to do is they're going to go ahead and buddy up to Russia and say, hey, scientists, you want to come and look at, look at all this multi-billion stealth technology and what compounds are made out of it here.
Pakistan and everybody else.
Yeah, and probably they'll go ahead and invite the Chinese. The Russians, Chinese, they'll all invite them here. They probably won't get them together in the same lot here. I mean, maybe the Russians will get to look at Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Of course,
and the Chinks will get to look at Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
In a million years, you haven't heard one senator, one representative criticize Obama. How brainwashed these people are. It's unbelievable.
Well, they're criticizing each other. They're criticizing them now as Republicans, but I think old Romney, I'm looking at their little last debate on Fox, News here, or the Bushy Channel. You have old Mitt. He's probably going to go ahead and fight with old Newt Gingrich. And essentially Newt Gingrich is just a, rather big hypocrite or something like that, big old liar, and people are getting tired of
him. Billy Clinton put through NAFTA. He's a Masonic whore as far as I'm concerned. He's trash. He's a Mahabo Freemason, and Romney is a Paleo Mormon. They should get up on a TV program and they shake hands and show all the symbols and handshakes and all that nonsense. They're not going to do it, of course, but anyway.
Well, they're all sucking Israel's dick, even Ron Paul, what I mean? The only one who didn't suck, his dick was, Rick Perry. He said, well, we ought to go ahead and, start out a zero-based thing here, but, sure enough, he was sucking Israel's dick, too. And essentially, every single one of them, Ron Paul, can't go ahead and just simply say, screw the Jews. If they start a fight, if they start a war in the Middle East, let them get their ass whooped. But, I sort of believe that Iran actually does have nuclear weapons. I believe that probably the smart thing to do is when the Soviet Union was falling apart, let's go ahead and probably the easiest thing to do would go ahead and get them from artillery shells, and that would be the easiest way to go ahead and get them. But, when we had the nuclear warheads, was at this ammo dump, and essentially what they were most it was only guarded by about three old German reservists, and they weren't the prime reservists in the regular army, they were just sort of the goof-off reservists. And about the time the Bader-Meinhof gang was running wild, they went ahead and had us duplicated, and they weren't so much worried about the nuclear weapons being stolen. They were worried more about the Stinger. The Stinger came out, a one-man operational anti, surface-to-air missile used against aircraft. Now, it couldn't really take out a jet unless the jet slowed down to go ahead and bomb or strafe something. But, they were most worried about that. You'd have billions of rounds of what? 5.56, 7.62 by whatever, NATO standard. And essentially, you just have an ammo dump with all these Quonset huts and bunkers loaded up with stuff, and among them, nuclear weapons here. But, I did talk to this one guy. He was one of the few who was left here. He was the MOS. I said, what the MOS is that? And essentially, it was an MOS for firing a nuclear 105-millimeter round. Now, I said, why? We have some? Oh, yeah, we have some of them. And essentially, it was enough plutonium or uranium or whatever to go ahead and...
238 is what they use.
Okay, 238.
All the crap is radioactive. That dust is blowing around. Well, these guys are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan poisoned with this heavy metal U-238. It's not going to be fun.
Okay. So, anyway, sort of look at the chat room. You have old Visser. Visser pretty well told everyone he was a Mamzer about this time last year. And his brother, full-blooded brother, Sean Aaron Visser or whatever the hell he wants to call him, was full-brother. And he has a, nigger stepdaughter and... old Jeremy Visser is just, fussing and fussing and fussing. I think he got over gender vendor. Old Obi doesn't want to go ahead and show up because it's a perverted piece of shit. But you have old Visser running around acting like a tard. And they're all bitching and pissing and moaning about old Keith. you know, Keith Southworth. And, you know, hey, you know, Keith has his own show. And pretty well this last week, I got Keith to, I walked Keith through to where Keith pretty well from now on is going to go ahead and run his own show. And that's the way, you know, that's the way to go ahead and do it. And what happens is that Keith, you know, Keith just goes ahead and goes through his own Bible study. And I don't know.
Why don't some of these other people call in? We'll see what they have to say.
Usually I got you first here, and then Mona can call in. Heck, old Vistron can call in if he wants to. It's nothing to me.
You're the leader in freedom of speech. These people can call in. They can say whatever they feel like saying. They have nothing to say. I mean, you know, they say two heads are better than one. Even one's a cabbage head. Let's see what they have to say. I mean,
Visser, he's a possum head, but I don't think Visser's going to go ahead and call in. I don't even know. Let's go ahead and talk about, current events among other things. In any case, what you end up having is you have the little presidential thing here. Pretty well it looks to me is that pretty well the overall people have decided that they're going to go ahead here, except Romney, or they're trying to go ahead and get old John Kuntzman.
Rick Graver. He says, FBI uses InfraGuard Net, thugs too, Harris vandalized gangs. Well, I don't even know what InfraGuard Net is, or thugs, or, I mean, if he uses information, what if you call and let us know? I have no idea what it means.
Well, you know, I think Rick is a nimbuster. I mean, you know, he's welcome to call in. Occasionally you have Lloyd Davies, he calls in to Nimbusters Radio. Anyway,
is this true you've got a Niglet niece or not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My brother's widow went ahead and adopted one here. I mean, that's why I haven't talked to her for close to 10 years.
You're so stupid.
Hmm? Well, it wasn't my idea for her to. I went ahead and asked. I went ahead and said, why don't you give it back? Just take it back to Jeff the way you got it from. Hey, Jesus. Well, no. I mean, and, you know, I told him that it wouldn't have been Monty's idea to adopt a Niglet here, and shoot, she adopted a damn nigger. And, you know, hey. There ain't anything I can do about it. They're in Florida somewhere. I mean, and there ain't nothing I can do about it. I mean, shoot. You know, it annoyed the heck out of me, but I guess old Visser and old Mumps Nuts the Clue here, if they want to go ahead and go after my quote Niglet niece, why go ahead, have at it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I imagine old Mumps Nuts is after old Pisser's Niglet niece. So it doesn't really matter here. Why can't I control my family? The answer of it is that, you know, hey, I mean, old Rabbi Samuelson, old Visser, I mean, yeah, Linseed admit he is a Niglet niece. And the answer of it is, it's not, you know, it's a Niglet. It's not my niece as far as I'm concerned. It's just a nigger.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't...
Tired.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up there.
Anyway, I'll let you go, Russ. You have a good one. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. So, anyway, we got a few things discussed here. Not too much on about the movement. So I'm going to go ahead. It's 31 minutes of recording time. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. She did what? Oh, no.
She ran off with another guy. She didn't even say goodbye. She'll never find a love like mine or bigger. She took the TV and the stereo. She wrote a check for all my dough. But to top it all, she ran off with a nigger. She ran off with a nigger, a 6'8" buck. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck, crying out loud, why why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. It really came as no surprise. I guess I saw it in her eyes. I knew it would happen, and it did. My pappy said, I told you so. She broke my heart, and now I know I never should have married that black little bitch anyway. She ran off with a nigger, 6'8" buff. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. Oh, she broke my heart and tore me apart when she ran off with a nigger.
Okay, folks, we're back for the, well, be end up being the third segment of the Movement Turd. Right now, it's about a couple minutes to 9 o'clock. I'm looking at old the Newtster's lips move, which means that the bastard is lying or sleazing or being a hypocrite or something like that. And, folks, there's not much going on in the bowel movement. Edgar Steele is, as far as I know, he's probably still in prison. He was going ahead and, asking this judge, hey, what do you mean I'm not a political prisoner? Hopefully he is getting his appeal worked on by this guy named Hoyt. From what I gather, the first couple weeks or something like that, he was only allowed one call per month. And, a lot of these are just sort of like, where they go ahead and decide to send old Edgar Steele. I wouldn't be surprised if they went ahead and put him on Florence or something like that here. People are going ahead, and Zog is talking about how they're going to go ahead and they're using predator drones to go ahead and spy on people. It's just a matter of time before probably they go ahead and kill people with predator drones. I mean, Obongo went ahead a couple months ago, went ahead and killed an American citizen raghead over in Yemen. And people are going ahead and running, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I don't do that. I don't do that. As soon as I look at it, if they do something to your family, they do something to you, go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to them here. And if it's what they might call cruel, then, so be it. You have Jeremy Visser, a congenital liar. Of course, it's a man's a criminal. And you have, guest number 10, probably over gender bender, whining and pissing and moaning about boycotting someone's show, Keith Sutherland, even though, I've made it quite clear, it's Keith's show, that I don't really discuss movement business. His show, he's gone ahead and talked about how Emma Heiser and Finkelschini and Elier are all just, papist preterists. They're just, while Keith won't say that they're Jews, he does go ahead and admit that, they're just liars. They're just people who go ahead and come in Christian identity and try to bring Roman Catholic beliefs into it. Among that is that prophecy has been fulfilled. It's preterism is what it is. Exactly what it is. Keith agrees with me on that here. I mean, it's ridiculous if you go ahead and actually just look at it. And Keith was covering the book of Daniel. He covers Daniel more than he covers Revelation. But I was going ahead and listening to the 1st of December show. And essentially, the book of Revelation has a rather straightforward timeline. First couple chapters are introductions. Then by, three, to the churches. about how you have these Jews who would go ahead and make even worse ones for their converts, for their little Mischling, sort of allies. And then by the time you get to Revelation chapter 4, you get to the timeline for what is essentially 3.5 years followed by another 3.5 years, and you have 7 years for this great tribulation. And by the time you get to Revelation chapter 18, they're talking about the economic collapse of Babylon, to where the merchants are mourning over Babylon about the losses. And then Revelation chapter 19 is about Jesus Christ's second return. And it will go ahead and finish off Zog Babylon. Now, by the time Jesus Christ comes back for the second, for his second coming, there's not going to be that many people killed, because essentially after 7 years of all this dreadful stuff here, there's not going to be too many critters left here. So that's why, in this movement, I try to tell people, don't go ahead and get involved in a bowel movement. Don't try to go ahead and get involved with TARDS, because, heck, even Harold Covington's organization is infiltrated. You got old Steve Elder, Steve Schultz, Command Dork McFag. Here it is, a Jew with Jew ass cancer or Crohn's or something like that, bleeding out the ass, trying to go ahead and censor people. And, hey, acting just like a Jew does. And, oh, by the way, I went ahead and looked over at Hadding's, Hadding the Meerkat's bullshit here about how truth is a weapon. Well, Hadding, you don't much care for truth. I mean, APOC can go ahead and agree is that, hey, I'm banned over at Four Fags Thebes. One time, I asked APOC to go ahead and pretty well post about how Liar Bill, if you go ahead and look at his Missouri Case Net, old Liar Bill's talking about, how he was an honored, Air Force veteran. And, hey, I had APOC go ahead and talk about how, when he was 18 or 20, here's old Liar Bill, 1982, being sent to the St. Louis County Workhouse for 6 months on a felony burglary conviction. And, pretty well asked, okay, Liar Bill, how in the world did you go ahead and manage to serve your 6-year hitch? Did they go ahead and give you, essentially a 8-month furlough so you could go ahead and not only commit your crime, but go ahead and serve 6 months at the workhouse? And Liarville, said, no. Well, hey, you didn't get an honorable discharge. That's what Liarville told me way back in, 2009. And that somehow he'd been discharged from the Air Force for stealing something. He said he was a security person. Well, I guess he was a big fat tard. He's not one of the smarter ones. Usually the Air Force have far more of a pick than the Army. The Air Force, the Navy, the Air Force and Navy, they have an intelligence test here. And the Marines have a physical test. And the Army takes in whatever the hell it can get. It always has. If you're a retard, a Category 4 retard, a blue gum nigger, 65 IQ, and I met a few of them, in my unit here, a 70 IQ WOP from South Philly, you can get in the Army. You can get into the Army. And certainly over the last couple of years, what with this little war with Iraq, folks, I think you're going to end up seeing a reduction in forces, but essentially you're going to have Zog's tyranny coming to Zogland. Essentially what the Iraqi people said is that, hey, you've killed enough of our people, we're not going to go ahead and let your soldiers go ahead and kill and murder and rape and do whatever. So essentially, since they wouldn't go ahead and give them, preferred go ahead and rape, murder, and kill license, they went ahead and kicked them out of the country. Now, you still have a big old embassy or something like that. But essentially, the ones who end up winning is like this foreign correspondent. He calls it, Shiistan. Essentially, Iran and its Shias are going ahead, and they're in the driver's seat in Iraq. Iran won the war, essentially. and not through any, you know, any special things or something like that. They went ahead and won simply by the fact is that 60% of Iraq is Shia. So essentially they got kicked out, and today they went ahead and there was much pissing and moaning and whining. After 9 years and losing, what, 4,500 jupes killed dead and 32,000 probably with their arms and legs and nuts shot off, and spending $800 billion, actually more, trillions of dollars, you know, to go ahead and look for weapons of mass destruction that don't exist, well, hey, they came back. Now, folks, if you, any of you think here Zog is infallible, Zog can go ahead and win everything, well, folks, a bunch of freaking ragheads went ahead and beat the dog shit out of Zog. Now, what Zog is scared of is that essentially white people will go ahead and decide they've had enough. Now, in the case of John Corzoni here, well, went ahead and seen to where someone testified, you know, an employee of MS Global went ahead and testified that, you know, hey, they deliberately stole accounts that was in a segregated account and put it in there. So here's the question, why isn't John Corzoni in jail? Why isn't he on his way to prison? Why isn't all these other ones who went ahead and stole put to prison? Why not? Answer, well, hey, Jews get to steal all they want. And what you have a financial system that is going ahead and cannibalizing itself. Now, I listened to Harold Covington's show, and he's wondering, why in the world we got to go ahead and get the, you know, white nationalists to go ahead and come into our movement. And here you have over on, what, Occidental Descent, which is Kevin McDonald, you end up having old Hatting the Meerkat, yapping about how truth is, you know, truth is going to go ahead and use truth as a weapon. Well, Hattie, you're a liar. You're a little censor. You've gone ahead and had me censored at 4FACTSCs for a long time, where APOC goes ahead and you post something, and old Kevin, you know, Kevin O'Keefe, who now lives in, you know, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you know, looks like, you know, this looks like a sort of, you know, man-woman, you know, sort of lump abomination or whatever here, went ahead and censored old APOC here for telling the truth. Where old Hatting went ahead and, you know, him with Mike the Kike Delaney had me go ahead and kicked off of 4FACTSCs. And then what, 2 months ago, had me kicked off of Sperm Front. Well, I'm back on Sperm Front, and I'm back on 4FACTSCs. I mean, and this time, I mean, what I'll do is I'll probably go ahead and put another couple of sock puppets on there, and then, you know, it'll probably take me a while until I go ahead and get a new one. I'll go ahead and, you know, maybe blow that sock puppet off. But in the case of VNNF or Sperm Front or whatever, well, hey, does it really matter? You're going to end up being censored. And yet you have these people yapping about how the truth is a weapon. Well, no, you people don't much care for truth, and you never did. Visser hasn't had his show for about 2 months since I went ahead and confronted him, whining like a pussy about slander and the rest here, then saying, well, slander is where even if you tell something true, it's critical, hurts my little feelings here and catches me. Why, it's slander. Whereas Visser gets to go ahead and slander me all he wants here. Same way with Eli James. I was listening to Monday Night Show on so-called Aryan Nations. And folks, Morris DeLette got kicked out several times by Ray Redfern out of Aryan Nations in the 90s. And then when it came time to come back, you know, Pastor Richard Butler wasn't going to allow him to be back. Essentially, Morris DeLette has never been anything other than a drunken cokehead. Just a crackhead. That's all he is. That's all he is. And you go ahead and you give him a position of power, what will he do with it? He'll go ahead and use it to go ahead and send other people to prison. And now his latest thing is the South African project with Monica Stone, and Monica whines about niggers killing wiggers in South Africa. And you go ahead and you ask a question, well, why is the Aryan Nations being involved with that? why are you whining like a pussy about what niggers do in South Africa? These stupid bowlers went ahead and voted to die 20 years ago. And part of the reason I sort of figured it out is that, well, I've never seen a South African so-called Christian identity who essentially didn't have, not men running the church, but women. I've never seen one who, you know, I've never seen a Christian identity Boer from South Africa who didn't have his female running shit. To where I think we ought to do with 45% of the New Testament, Paul is so evil because he says women can't speak in church. Well, it does say to shut the fuck up in church during congregation. Now, I'm not talking about women talking to women, and I'm not talking about women talking to their husbands, and I'm not talking about the good fellowship which goes ahead and occurs. But folks, if you're going to go ahead and have a female pastor or something like that, why, hey, don't claim that you're Christian. And you had these women in South Africa who would go ahead and, I mean, I'd talk to their little meerkats. Their little meerkats. I call them meerkats. A pussy whoop dolt, I call them meerkat. You know, just with his little head just bobbing out outside his wife's pussy. You know, leaving it as a little burrow furrow. And you have it. You have this sort of thing, Christian identity. On the other hand, you have people like Morris Gillette, who cannot get along with a woman, who cannot live with a woman at all. And you have these extremes, and either case is sort of they're unhealthy. Okay? Well, it doesn't really matter. Is no bother. Well, I don't think Augie Christ is the inheritor of Richard Butler's legacy because Augie Christ went ahead and rebelled against Butler. So, you know, folks, I call my church the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri. And folks, I have not seen little Mullet, Paul Mullet and his little tards do anything. I see North Carolina Goober who invited me to talk. He went ahead and he pulled his show or did something here. Got pulled or got, you know, I mean, old Mullet is just hanging around. He was hanging around Vincent Bertolini. And folks, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, do what you want with your Aryan nations here. But as far as Morris Gillette's concerned, you know, heck. You know, I mean, you know, shoot, I think old Paul Mullet has as much right or more than, you know, Morris Gillette's claim to be Aryan nations. But what do these Aryan nations do? And essentially, they whine like a pussy about civil rights for whites. Now, folks, my particular program is about telling you to avoid these movement tards, these retards. Stop sending them money. Stop being seen with them. Because I don't see any of them who is going ahead and doing anything that means anything. Well, with the possible exception of Harold Covington. Okay? But even Harold Covington's operation is, you know, infiltrated, has a bunch of Jews, like a Mandorkin fag. Folks, if you go ahead and set up something new, long before it becomes effective, you know, 6 months a year, long before it becomes effective, it's going to be infiltrated. It's going to go ahead and have somebody come in and try to have somebody, oh, I'm your buddy, I'm your this, I'm your that here. And essentially, the thing to tell them is that, folks, there is no organization here. My program, I call it the 10,000 Warlords Program. And essentially what it involves is telling white men to don't feel guilty about going ahead and exterminating niggers and Jews and mamzers and regime criminals. Do whatever the hell you want to them. If you want to go ahead and grind them into hamburger, you know, their children into hamburger meat and rape their daughters, go ahead if you want. Do whatever the hell you want to those people who go ahead and destroy you and your family. They don't have any right to any forbearance. It is Zog and it is peace which is going ahead and killing our people. And now this peace and prosperity is at an end. We are getting closer and closer and closer to economic collapse. And just like Lawson Stoddard wrote, is that whenever there's a big revolution, whenever there's a civil war, it usually occurs by a corrupt regime going ahead and getting into financial difficulties. And he was talking about the Russian regime. He was certainly talking about the French regime under Louis XVI. To where here it is, going ahead and living off the population. The population is poor and stupid and pretty well taking, you know, going ahead and taking what it needs or what it wants, and as a result, there's nothing left to go ahead and steal. And that's what's ended up happening to the Zogland. You've had the Jews go ahead, the central banksters, they've gotten control. They've gone ahead and gotten overt control. They always had some sort of control, but now they have overt control. Andrew Jackson destroyed the Second Bank of the United States deliberately. Deliberately in 1836. Finished it off. And as a result, they went ahead and caused a big old panic to old Martin, you know, to where Jackson's successor, Martin Van Buren, lost. He got blamed for what Andrew Jackson did. Okay, well, all right. But Andrew Jackson did manage to go ahead and essentially destroy any central banking system or any central banking system which had the power of coercion. You have a bunch of state banks which would go ahead and flop and fail. But now you end up having an overall Zog Babylon to where, hey, the Jews and their little lackeys, the Corzone, whatever, get to steal whatever they want. Why is anybody surprised at that? And the answer is, well, no reason to be surprised. So what you have in this Bao movement is you have Zogbots, you have mediocrities, you have idiots running around. I'm in charge! I'm in charge! Well, Galette, what did you do last time you were in charge? What did you do even when you had people like me and Pastor John Britton supporting you or trying to prop you up? What you did is you went ahead and plotted with an Anglo Mestizo to go ahead and rob banks while drunk to go ahead and get some Bolivian nose candy. That's exactly what Morris Galette did. Has he gotten any smarter? No. Has he gotten any wiser? No. He's just playing a little game. Now here I heard this Monday, Anglo Mestizo whining, no, I didn't know until recently. The fake machine was a murderous pig. Well, folks, I used to post that all the time over Finkelschini's whenever I could get in. Why do you think Finkelschini goes ahead and blocks guests? Why do you think he goes ahead and blocks commentary? Now, Matt Twat Zogbot is a very good censor, and usually I only get him in one or two trolls per alias per night. Eliar is a lot more open. And by the way, Eliar, now that Eliar started fighting back, he is getting a bit, he's getting some of his audience back, which is the way it should be. Okay? Anyway, well, old 15 is heading. I don't know if that's heading or not here. You know what I mean? So, getting on with it here, Zog, you know, Zog is a regime criminal. It is someone who works for this criminal regime. Okay? Anyway, I like old Axis Sally. Well, I appreciate Axis Sally. Axis Sally has gotten to where she is tired of movement tards. Now, she may not like me. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, I mean, I think Harold Covington does well by Axis Sally. And he's got, you know, I mean, his last podcast I don't think are that good because essentially you're here to hear more than just Harold Covington. But on the other hand, heck, you know, there's nothing wrong if he goes ahead and has somebody else here, maybe the Axis Sally show. There's nothing wrong with it. Oh, by the way, I went ahead and looked at my hosting plan on Manthers.org, and right now it's the economy plan, only 10 gigabyte storage, but that's plenty enough to go ahead and store my present podcast. I'll go ahead and see how much my podcast actually contain. I think it contains a little, you know, 4 gigabytes. I'm allowed 10 gigabytes. And what I may do in the next year or so is I may go ahead and expand it, you know, for $3 more a month to where it has 150 gigabytes. And that way I can go ahead and put up all the movie turds and people can go ahead and download them. Okay? And also try to go ahead and see about putting them on the Library of Congress. Okay? For free. And, you know, just like Jeremy Visser does. So, it looks like old Visser, he's gotten tired because, well, I mean, essentially, I go ahead and let Visser say whatever the heck he wants to do. I let Obagender say whatever it wants to do. And, essentially, you know, they're like little zombies. They got claw at me, and it's not doing much good. You know what I mean? Okay? Well, you know, I mean, from what I gather, Axis Sally, you know, this is Jet and John horseshit. Old Mike John went ahead and bitched to Facebook and got Covington kicked off to where Covington can't go ahead and edit his pictures here. But, you know, I mean, this last week, had this stupid twat, Rita Bradley. I'm going to leave. Liz Livingston is kicked off. Well, Livingston wasn't kicked off. Does old Rita Bradley leave? No. Nope. Old John Todd Reddy, JT Reddy, and obviously an obvious Zogbot. He's gone ahead and already set up this retard named Jeff Harbum. Harbum. Does anybody go ahead and run that worthless fat bastard out? Nope. He was bitching about Linstead. What happened to Steve Elder? When Steve Elder, Steve Schwartz, whatever the hell his real name is, Commander McFag, when he wasn't able to go ahead and get me banned, he went ahead and formed his own little card corral. Northwest, I call it Northwest Chimperative Sangria Preserve. He calls it Northwest, Imperative Reserve or something like that. And then he went ahead and formed another one for survival. Folks, I wouldn't let you, boy, go ahead and know how many guns you got, what you got, anything. I wouldn't let him do it here. But here are these characters, and I was looking at Linder. Linder is back to whining and pissing and moaning about Christianity, just like Quiggerswell. Well, look, Linder, I mean, you know, you can't even go ahead. You're scared shitless of of what you thought was a Jew two-thirds your size. You're a big pussy at Tabeka. Wiggerswell, another coward. I mean, you're just big talking. You know, you're just big talking Wigger and Mamser and Jew cards here. That's all you are. Not too smart. Essentially, you got some money to go ahead and play, you know, Zogbot here. I'll go ahead and look it over at I call it Spermfront here. Some people call it Storm Drain or Stormfront or whatever. And essentially, here's old Mark Downey whining about the ungodliness that's going on. And it's caused not by Satan. It's not caused by Satan at all. He's one of these no-devil, characters here. Well, heck, he ought to join old Finkelschini, because old Finkelschini, he doesn't believe there's any Satan either, too, because old Satan died in the pit and was replaced by the Jews. What happens with Mark Downey, he believes that it's mankind's weakness, which is Satan. So, what happens is, or Pete Peters, now Pete Peters is dead. Anyway, you have these retards. They come up with ridiculous shit. What do you do about it? The answer is you don't do anything about it. I don't have any control over what Finkelschini does. I don't have any control over what Elier does. I don't have control over what Morris Garrett does. All I can do is ridicule the hell out of them. And that's what I do. So, today, in this bowel movement of ours, you just have retards. Now, what I can do, and what I'm sort of proud of, is that, hey, I got Keith Southworth to have his own little Bible study show. Poopy Dog was annoyed because I wasn't doing enough Hour of Great Tribulations, and he's right. I wasn't. So what did I do? And what I did is that, hey, got Keith to do them for me. Now, Keith ain't doing them for me. Keith is doing them because Keith wants to do them. But 85% of the time, I agree with Keith. And like I explained earlier, when you live on the Ozarks, where you have all these Armstrong, you know, Armstrongites, you have these sacred name people, you know, you have, you know, Arthur, you know, Murray, you know, from Gravett, you know, Gravett, 60 miles south of me. He has his own TV set, and essentially he's the most soft core of the dual seedliners. He don't call them Jews, he calls them Kenites. Well, hey, no big deal. Is Arthur Murray, I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about Arthur Murray at all. Why should I? Arthur Murray, as far as I know of, he's an older guy. He ain't running around somebody else's wife like Wickstrom. He's not causing any trouble. He's not going ahead, forming a militia and going to jail or getting other people to go to jail. He just goes ahead and he has a show. And folks, you can get to the Christian identity truth. And then once you get so far, it is up to you to study your Bible and to understand what it says. There's not going to be, at least under, you know, at least under my watch, you know, by myself, there's not going to be any making up of spurious doctrine like Finkelschini wants to do. There's not going to be any trying to go ahead and bring in Manfred's Christian identity like Eli James does. There's not going to be any of this crap here. As I look at it, once you go ahead and learn a little bit of the truth, it is up to you to go ahead and find out more of it yourself here. Now, Keith, you know, I don't agree with everything he says. But on the other hand, I agree with most of it. And listening back at what we said here is that both me and Keith pretty well agree, even though, I mean, I've asked Keith to quit talking about, you know, the people of Jesus Christ's time as being Jews unless they're Jews. I mean, you know, little hook-nosed spawn of Satan or Edomites or whatever here, but he insists, well, Jews is just a geographical location here, and he refers to Judites as being Jews. And that sort of sets my teeth on edge a little bit. Was it enough to go ahead and scream about Keith? And the answer is no. Keith is doing his own show. And yesterday, well, on Tuesday, I got him. I had to walk him through it a little bit. We had a few little episodes to where I was Keith Southworth and he was Keith Southworth. But eventually I got him to go ahead and get on his computer and do the all together the work on running his own show. And that's to the good. That's to the good. And he went ahead and covered the 70 weeks of Daniel. And, I don't know, I mean, as I look at it, you know, like Jesus Christ said, is that no man knows when the Son of Man will return, not even Jesus Christ. And essentially, if Jesus Christ doesn't know, how am I going to go ahead and add 70 weeks or what, 3.5 years worth of days or whatever, to go ahead and say when I think Jesus Christ is going to return. Well, folks, I do believe we are at the edge or the cusp of the Great Tribulation. I do believe that this Great Tribulation isn't, you know, I mean, that's why I disagree with Harold Covington. I don't believe that the white race is in danger of dying because there will be a remnant. Now, does that mean you run around, oh, no, no, we will take care of it, just pray and pay? Well, no, I don't believe that either. That's why I can go ahead and guardedly agree with much of what Harold Covington says, because I, you know, while it doesn't say that in the Bible, I do believe that Yahweh helps he who helps himself. And it's up to you to help yourself. It is up to you to go ahead and make sure, you know, that niggers and beaners don't go ahead and rape your grandchildren or whatever. It is up to you to pay attention to what is going on. And if you don't really have anything, you know, if you don't really have any, you know, house or goods or anything like that, you know, if you're fairly young, you live in a crap hole like California or Arizona or Texas or Florida, you know, or Niggertown or New Jersey, get the hell out of places like that. If you're going to go anywhere, why heck, it might as well be to, you know, the Northwest somewhere. But on the other hand, I mean, an ignorant twat like April Gady, I've been ridiculing the crap out of that twat. And the reason I've been ridiculing her, and Cheryl Covington was bitching that he was not getting enough, they're making a big thing about April Gady and not making anything about Harold Covington. Well, look, Harold, the reason they're doing that is that as they look at it, your plan is dangerous to them. And April's just a stupid, ignorant twat here who has about 3 or 4 meerkats running around with their heads cut off and acting like ass clowns. Why, they don't have a problem with April, because April's just a stupid twat. Whereas your Northwest, I mean, I don't know if we are not going to go ahead and give Covington any publicity. And answer, well, no, they're not. No, they're not. They prefer to have someone, who's an idiot like April Gady running around. And, hey, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. So anyway, there's not too much going on in our wonderful bowel movement. Just looking at the little diversion. Well, folks, there is, and it's more than a hand-shaped cloud. They're talking about how all of a sudden they're talking about another government shutdown, but, the Republicans this time aren't going to go ahead and make a big deal of it. They're going to go ahead and kick it into the next year. And, folks, that's the way it is, okay? Anyway, how come, Axis Sally hasn't gone ahead and censored me over Harold Covington's. April Gady has gone ahead and, April Gady and Hatting and Wiggerswill have gone ahead and censored me over at Four Fags Thieves and Sperm Front. Axis Sally pretty well minds her own damn business. April Gady, it's not about David Lane's 14 words, even though April Gady wants to pretend. No, it's all about April Gady. And if you go ahead and you get in front of that attention whore, you're going to get your ass run over, boy. So I despise people like April Gady. I mean, she's just a worthless old skank who essentially has to go ahead and be attention whore. It's all about me, 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 me. It's not about saving white people. Whereas with Axis Sally, she makes it quite clear there's a lot of people she don't like, and I might be one of them. I don't know. But on the other hand, Axis Sally has never given me a hard time. She has her loyalties to Covington, and hey, she's doing a very good job of it as far as can be here. I mean, you've got to go ahead and look. Like, you actually got some women, in your organization. Now, me, I don't, because I don't have an organization, okay? Essentially, my idea of organization is to go ahead and turn Whiggers feral. To go ahead and essentially tell them is that they have an absolute right to go ahead and slaughter the families and everybody else of those who go ahead and, destroy their lives. Finish them off. No mercy for regime criminals. And especially regime criminal Whiggers. Now, when we were talking about the Judgment Day, I don't really think that non-whites and Jews will be judged because I don't believe that they have souls. I don't believe that they have any spiritual understanding. They're not under Yahweh's law. They die and that's the end of them. Now, Jews are evil. They got as close to a spirit as anything, but it's an evil spirit, altogether vicious and evil. There's nothing good about them. But I don't believe that you judge an animal according to not doing something that animal is not capable of understanding. So, I don't know. Question of who's Gog and Magog. And maybe Keith's right here. But on the other hand, I don't see how it really matters because I don't believe that non-whites and Jews have any part in, Christian identity or, in this kingdom, in this world or the next here. I just don't. I don't see how they matter. You have got to keep an eye on them just like you would any other animal, especially one which has a good deal of cunning, but no, I just don't, I mean, yeah, I gotta laugh at, you know, the fight between Eli or James and Finkelstein. They both believe, I guess, that these, you know, these critters have souls, and Eli believes that they're gonna be picking virtual cotton in the next forest in the next world, and Finkelstein believes that they're all gonna go ahead and be resurrected just to go ahead and burn forever and ever and ever and ever, which is, well, nonsense, you know, according to what, you know, at least I was taught in the Worldwide Church of God. So, no. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and look at this. Anyway, I guess if you like April, you like April. April don't really like me. I've heard third hand that April's going to stick her meerkat to beat my ass here. And I don't think that's going to happen, because if you're a meerkat, you know, if you're a meerkat is not a fighting man. A meerkat is just a little dolt here with a little head, you know, spinning around. And essentially, I don't worry about meerkats, okay? Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, so this Corinne Burke here. I don't think this Corinne Burke here is, I don't think Corinne Burke here is Axe and Sally here. From my guess, Axe and Sally is a rather petite little heifer. I used to be a social worker, so I'm not too crazy about social workers, but essentially she's figured out, you know, the truth here. And folks, as time goes on, and you are treated more and more, you know, worse here because you have a white skin, I will say that even Uyghurs, you know, Uyghurs in good standing, Uyghurs, when they start going ahead and being screwed here, and it dawns on them is that it doesn't matter how much you yak about how you love diversity or love this here. I mean, reality, you know, niggers, if nothing else, are real. You know, non-whites are nothing else if real here. And what you figure out is that for all talk about how, you know, Zog loves everyone, no, Zog hates you because you have white skin. You better figure out that. You better go ahead and wake up. Pretty well my message, you know, 10,000 warlords is that, you know, rather than have one revolt in, say, the Northwest, essentially there's going to be a revolt all over. Things are going to go ahead and fall apart all over. And old Hunter Wallace, or, you know, Fade the Butcher, whatever you want to call him, you know, and I'm not going to go ahead and use, I mean, old Fade has pretty well figured out himself is that essentially we are not all Americans. We are not all Zoglings, we're not all listening together here. What happens is that he wants his own little Southwest imperative. He wants to go ahead and have a revolt, you know, in Dixie or something like that. And I think he's, you know, figured out is that, hey, in America you end up having, you know, different regions. And all these regions have different notions. And even within these regions you have competing entities. When I was, you know, stationed in Germany for 19 months from 1981 to 1983, they said they had about, you know, just shy of 1,000 competing, 1,000 competing little free states and free cities all within the area, which would fit in, Oregon and half of Washington combined. Yet over 1,000 entities, free cities, what have you, among the Germans. They're all divided up. So what to say? And I sort of think that in the size of, size of America, if you had 1,000 in size of a little bit bigger than, you know, Oregon and half of Washington, maybe about, you know, an area about the size of Colorado, couldn't you go ahead and have 10,000 entities, all different, all competing, all different, when you end up having this great tribulation? I believe we're going to be down to 10 million or less, and, you know, that's why I come up with the 10,000 warlords plan. The idea is for the warlord to go ahead and justify him going ahead and having money and the pussy and whatever else he wants to have, and using it to go ahead and exterminate the ones who've gone ahead and stolen it. Be it the Jews, be it thieving Uyghurs, be it cops, be it whatever. and you don't respect the, quote, humanity of regime criminals. You don't respect the humanity of Jews. You don't respect the humanity of niggers. You go ahead and you put them to death and you take their property and whatever the hell else you want of theirs, and you go ahead and justify it by, well, say a racial religion like Christian identity. Yahweh does not care for regime criminals. Yahweh does not care what you do to regime criminals at all. And that's what I'm going ahead and trying to say. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps nutted, niglet niece molesting sack of shit with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit and a 150 pound sack who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clint Downey and her little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thieves here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I messed up, I'm like, you know, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but you know, I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Cornier, the Kunta Kinte out of Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Manzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those blue loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger blubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and flat duke eyes. Name was Brian. The coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coontang is so much better than the nigglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my nigglet nieces come up to me and start seeing my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Master Tom. So she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang, you're so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leticia drives me against its will. Yes, the coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. So Leticia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is jackhammering Eli or Jason and Doo Doo Hole with Lawn Dart, as Dicky Barrett gives birth something resembling a Siskin Dew Golem with a wet manjana and a 3-inch lady stick, well, two nickel bags, 20 minutes and 30 hours later, I'm slapping my mump stuff in Coontang, Coontown, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying.
Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against his will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the Niglet is crying. Dear Sword Pass, when I went to a special agent in charges, there I was browsing through the latest issue of SPLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of the milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the wide-eyed gopher when your mustache expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggers could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the Coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimbia grinds me against its will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. I'll go ahead and deal with a little bit of ass clownery in the chat room, okay? Some people are being mad, Well, somebody don't like Motor. I mean, I don't know if they're, maybe one of these days old Motor will have a talk show here and it'll be called Everyone Loves Motor. You know what I mean? Everyone loves Mona. And I don't think address will probably be one of the dissenters here. You know what I mean? It's sort of like I tolerate Mona. I mean, shoot. I mean, Mona adds a little bit of zing here. You know, adds a little bit of zing to what would otherwise be a rather grim white nationalist movement here. I don't agree with her on Edgar Steele, but essentially, I'm going to go ahead. I read about poor old Augie real quick here. August Christ, Aryan Nation's leader sentenced to fraud in South Carolina. Avowed white supremacist August Christ III has plenty of racist, hateful, and violent things. He said plenty of hate, race, but suggesting that his Aryan Nation's group should join with Al-Qaeda against their common enemies, the Jews and the American government, is what finally led him to legal trouble for fraud. Really? The FBI determined the statement was all bluster from the man who had appeared several times on the Jerry Springer Show, including an episode called A Racist Family. But they also led the authorities to dig into his finances. They found Christ was drawing a need-based pension for military service, yet failed to report thousands of dollars in other income. Christ who fleed, I guess this $25... You know, plus $10 a month that he probably got from Targe wanting to pretend to be Christian Identity, put him in here. Christ, who pled guilty to fraud in August, was sentenced Wednesday. August, September, October, November, December. They kept the poor bastard in jail for 4 months. Was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Columbia, South Carolina, to 6 months he had already served in jail since his arrest. He also was ordered to serve 6 months of home arrest while serving 2 years of probation, told back to pay the nearly $193,000 prosecutor said he had improperly received in benefits. Well, hey, Augie didn't do that bad here, but paid the $193,000 prosecutors. Well, he's not going to go ahead and get that from Targ, sending him $25 to join and $10 a month. I don't think old Augie
is going to go ahead and be able to pay back $193,000. He didn't apologize for the sentence, and he left no doubt that his legal problems haven't changed his thinking on social issues. I haven't got out here to hurt anyone. I don't preach to hurt anybody except the Jews, and I'll keep doing that. But that's my First Amendment right, said Christ, confined to a wheelchair with multiple amputations because of complications of diabetes. As long as I obey God's laws, I don't care about anything else. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, said Wednesday's sentencing as a just fate for a man who they said has made heinous calling as he collected welfare pension benefits from a government he says he despises. This guy has always been a parasite, said Center spokesman Mark Patak says. He spent most of his life hurling profanities at the government even as he lived off it. Well, look, you boy. You spent all your worthless kike life hurling profanities at the white man even if you've lived off of us here, you worthless Jew boy. Christ was a high school dropout who became eligible for the pension by serving 9 months in the Navy during the Vietnam War before he was discharged for not being fit for service, authorities said. He joined the Ku Klux Klan in New Jersey in the late 1970s, first making a media splash in 1981 when he was fired by a Jewish real estate development for holding Klan meetings in his apartment, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. He moved up the ranks of various white supremacy organizations and became known for his appearance with his teenage daughters on the Jerry Springer Show in the 1990s. In 1995 show, he wore a priest collar and almost got into a fight with a Jewish host after denying the Holocaust took place. I got your mom in the trunk of my car, Christ told Springer. Your relatives, weren't they all turned into soap or lampshades? I'm looking for one of those lampshades. In 2005 interview with CNN, he suggested the alliance with Al-Qaeda. You say they're terrorists, I say they're freedom fighters, Christ told the network. Now, I want to install the same jihadic feeling in our people's hearts in the Aryan race that they have for their fathers, who they call Allah. That statement caught the attention of the FBI. Well, good for you, Augie. Although investigators found no link between Christ and the terrorist organization that planned and paid for the 9/11 attacks, investigators did find problems in his bank statements, Assistant U.S. Attorney Dean Eichlerberger said. Probably a Jew. Christ's 9 month Navy stint was during wartime, making him eligible for a need-based pension. Recipients must report their income starting 2003. Christ reported earning no additional money, collecting $192,837 in benefits he didn't earn? Well, shoot, Augie, go for it. Augie, he was 57 and had 7 children at age 17. Well, Augie, you did go for it. Said the income across it includes $14,000 in 2005 for selling a house and $7,500 awarded after a dog bit his 3-year-old daughter. He said he sold some of his clothes and electronics on eBay. His mother-in-law gave him $5,000 over several years. He sold 2 guns, including an AK-47, for $1,200 and $1,000. People helped me out. They lent money to the Aryan nations and I cashed it, yes, he said, not specifying how much. He said it's not a money-making business. Well, no it ain't, Augie. It's a website. It's a very small cog in the wheel. This has been a cat-and-mouse game with the FBI that's been going on for years. The Aryan Nations group continues to support Christ despite his legal problems, spokesman DJ Anderson said. Anderson said Christ's commitment about Al-Qaeda was misinterpreted. He was only pointing out they have similar enemies. That's where the similarity stopped for obvious reasons. Just the idea that a nationalist organization set up to promote the ideals of white lifestyle or cultural heritage would want to line up with Islamic fascist entities such as Al-Qaeda, I don't know. Unfortunately, many of statements get misinterpreted when it comes to the mainstream media. Patak said the Aryan Nations is a shell of what it used to be, in part because they had to pay $6.3 million after losing a lawsuit filed by 2 people who were attacked by group members. Christ tried to take over the organization but failed to regenerate. He represents no one now, Patak says. He represents a hate group of one. Well, all you got more than that. But essentially, him going ahead and talking about bringing in, and I remember when it occurred back in 2003, 2004, 2005, he went ahead and rebelled against Butler. He was talking about going ahead and you didn't have to go ahead and bring in any Well, they went ahead and changed it to where you not only didn't have to be Christian identity, heck, you didn't even have to be white. All you had to do was be a nigger that hates dog and, you know, sand nigger, whatever, and send them some money. And when I got out of jail over on Aryan Front, which I think is a Zog Falls Front, since I ran across a lot of, you know, atheist tars who said, well, I'm Aryan Nation. I said, what? Well, I get $25 to August Christ. Well, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Sci-Fi Faber, he come from August Christ here. The guy who set up old Morris Gillette, Joshua Caleb Sutter, around the redneck shop around Lawrence, South Carolina. He was August Christ bunch. August has always been a mooch. You know, Pastor John Britton told me a story about how he went to Aryan Nation's meeting here with a beat up car from Pennsylvania, and he was begging the Britons to go ahead and give him enough money to fix his car so he could go back to Pennsylvania with it. And John Britton's uncles wanted to beat the dog shit out of Augie. You know, and then Newman went ahead and gave him, I guess, enough money to get fixed a little bit to get back to Pennsylvania. But the one who didn't want to give him, he said, you deliberately went out in a worthless car to go ahead and try to hold us up for money. So, hey, this is just August Christ behavior. But, folks, here's the good news. Old Augie is not going to have to serve any more time in jail. Because I guess they're tired of feeding the, you know, worthless bastard and take care of his medical costs. So, hey, he's not in good shape. He's, you know, they're going to go ahead and, you know, give him essentially time serve and tell him that he got to go ahead and stay at home for 6 months. And he got another year's probation after that. And he got to pay back $193,000. Okay. Well, I don't see that happen. I don't see Augie ever coming up with $193,000. No matter how many, you know, say of Mo Gullett's Aryan Nations meetings. So essentially, old Augie, this is good news. I mean, Augie probably was guilty as hell. I mean, he didn't go ahead and tell about how much money he got from Aryan Nations bullshit. And I don't think he even got maybe $1,000 or something out of this shit. So essentially, he got in trouble because of something he said, and hey, they went ahead and he had to go through 6 months in jail. He's going to have to go ahead and stay at home for another 6 months, and, you know, good luck on getting the $193,000 back, Zog. You know, I don't see it happening. So folks, don't send August Christ any money because he's just going to have to pay it back to Zog. You know, I mean, I always wish August Christ well here. I mean, shoot. He never was a mad dog killer. He was never anything really more than just a loudmouth mooch. And, you know, folks, you know, I don't have any hatred or anything for the, you know, any hatred for the man at all here. I mean, shoot, at least old Augie just, you know, he gets himself in trouble, but he don't take anybody down with him, which is unlike what Morris Gillette does. Morris Gillette will get other retards, you know, in jail. So, folks, if you want to go ahead and join the Aryan Nations, why don't you just go ahead and tell August, well, I'd send you, you know, just send August Christ $25. Well, don't send him $25. Say, Augie, I want to be in the Aryan Nations, but I don't want you to have to pay back Zog, so I'm not going to send you any money or $10 a month here. You know what I mean? So, anyway, let's see. Okay. Why did Pierce marry Hungarians? Because he could. Well, he did what, you know, what he did. So anyway, that's what's happened to August Christ here. Not much of anything. I mean, he's just, well, he is what he is. He is what he is. And, well, I think he's mainly a tard. Okay? But, folks, the good news is that August Christ, he probably should be out of jail pretty soon. He probably should be out of jail very, very soon. In fact, he might be out of jail now. He might be, you know, he might be in his trailer in South Carolina. You know what I mean? The mayor decided to stop feeding him, you know, to go ahead and stop feeding him, bologna sandwiches. You know, when you're diabetic here, I imagine the reason, you know, part of the reason he probably got out with just that here is that essentially they didn't want to pay for his health care. Didn't want to go ahead and pay for anything. So essentially what they've done is just like old James Von Brunn, they've gone ahead and, well, you know, essentially they've gone ahead and cut his payments or something like that. He's not going to get any more payments. And essentially he's just going to go ahead and, you know, heck, he has a bunch of kids. I mean, you know, I'm not really a big fan of August Christ. I really am not. But on the other hand, heck, you know, I mean, I pretty well got disgusted with August Christ back in 2003 to 2004. I mean, he was talking about opening his faction to Aryan nations to a bunch of, to niggers, you know, and to non-Christian identity. I mean, shoot, why are you doing that? And, folks, unlike August Christ, unlike the rest of these clowns, I've never seen no need for going ahead and paying, you know, so much money here. I mean, when Butler did it, it was just Butler's thing. You know, people went ahead and made allowances for Butler. But toward the end of Butler's life, people were saying, I wish he would die because essentially he's nothing more than an embarrassment. I mean, he'd do all sorts of stuff here. Supposedly, he went ahead and ordained old Anglo Mestizo Truett. I mean, why are you ordaining Mamzers here? I mean, that's pretty well, you know, what lost August Christ any support was going ahead and saying, well, you no longer have to be Christian identity to join Aryan Nations. You no longer have to even be white to join Aryan Nations. And that disgusted a number of people. I don't think I was the only one who was disgusted by that. Okay? But the good news is that old Augie, probably, he might be at home in his trailer house in South Carolina by now. I hope he is. I really hope he is. I hope he's doing well. You know, folks, and if you know, he has, seven children at the age of 17. Well, hey, Augie, you horny old goat. Well, that's good. That is good. Now, hopefully they'll mount to more than old Augie did, but, hey, you know. I mean, essentially, what happens is that they went after him simply because of what he said. FBI was scared shitless. And the FBI is probably scared shitless of what is going to end up happening if, say, a foreign enemy goes ahead and finds people in the United States who essentially make common cause to go ahead and overthrow Zog. And I think that is going to happen. And that's why the FBI was scared shitless of it. Okay? You know, Rio is white. No, he ain't. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, what is the most memorable jail experience you had? Very few of them was memorable. It was something you went ahead and endured, okay? Anyway. Okay. I'm looking at this here. Okay. No, you're listening, you know, I don't know. Anyway. Okay, I'm looking at the chat here. Folks, I just had a notion here. This week, I went ahead, let's see how many minutes I have left here. Well, 17. Mulder ain't going to call in. I may go ahead and, you know, call the end here. I went ahead and called up to the federal district court asking for the docket sheet of my lawsuit against Obongo. And, folks, it's 8 pages. It's not quite 50. It's not quite 50 documents. But essentially, what they did, what this Q judge did, is he went ahead and closed the case. So that one instance, this Jew had gone ahead and dismissed the lawsuit against the state of Missouri defendants, and I didn't even know about it till about a month and a half after he did it. And the Jew judge got into the circumstance to where he did not want to go ahead and dismiss a portion of my case and have me file a Rule 59e motion. Say, hey, look, Judge, I know what you're doing. I'm going to file an appeal. He didn't want to do that. He did not want to go ahead and let it happen. So what he did in the case of the state of Missouri defendants is he literally just didn't bother to send me an order of his ruling, so I couldn't go ahead and know about it. And I didn't know about the reason I didn't know about it was that, hey, he'd gone ahead and sealed it here. So as a result, I couldn't go ahead and find it, people talking about it on the internet or anything like that here. And what I need to do is, now that I got the docket sheet, I was supposed to be allowed the first one free, and I had never gotten it. So I went ahead, and now the case is closed because it's on appeal. There's not going to be anything more on the docket sheet in the U.S. District Court unless the appeals court says, go ahead and hear this case against these particular defendants. And so it's 8 pages of PDF, and I'll go ahead and put it up on my webpage. And, folks, I've gone ahead and looked at my webpage, and it looks to me like I got enough storage to where I can probably put in, more of the movement turds, the old archives that's been kicked off of TalkShoe. And that's why at 16 kilobytes per second. Well, folks, what struck me is that here's Vladimir Putin, and Zog is bitching and whining and pissing and moaning that Putin has supposedly not held fair parliamentary elections. Well, folks, here in the Zogland, they're not allowing me as a, quote, white supremacist to run for state office, like be a governor, or for federal office, be a U.S. senator. And here they are, which is a congressional position. So here they are whining and pissing and moaning about Putin going ahead and putting his little thumb on the scales here by either imprisoning people or simply not allowing them to run. Well, folks, that's exactly what I'm asking, for it to be overturned in Missouri. I'm asking them to overturn a law to where, folks, if you have somebody who is in jail or prison, and other than that, they would be able to show up and run for office, I'm asking that, hey, people have not been convicted yet, that they be allowed to run either in absentia or they be brought in chains to where they want to go ahead and run. And then second of all, I believe the white man ought to be able to go ahead and run for political office. If they're not allowed to run for political office and they don't have any representation, and therefore they need not obey federal or state laws or pay federal or state taxes. That seems what, essentially the big stink in 1776 was about, the founding of Zog. And what I need to do is I probably need to go ahead and look up the Russian embassy, the closest Russian embassy or consulate, and essentially ask for them to, go ahead and file an amicus curiae brief, essentially saying, look, you worthless piece of shit Zoglings, look, Zog, quit bitching and whining and pissing and moaning about how we run our elections when essentially you're not allowing your own citizens to run for office because they believe certain things here. I mean, essentially, at least us Russians are honest about this sort of thing. Us Russians don't need to be, need to go ahead and make a complaint about running a tyranny because, hey, Zog's doing the same thing. Why in the world, I wouldn't mind if the Russian embassy would go ahead and reimburse me for, the $455 I had to go ahead and spend. What I'm going to do on the appeal is say, I wanted this thing to be brought to appeal because, hey, folks, I want you to go ahead and rule that whatever government is in power, they get to go ahead and imprison whoever they want to make sure that they don't have any political, quote, rights. And they don't need to go ahead and let anybody run for office because, folks, I don't believe in a white society that niggers ought to be able to run for office. I sort of agree with the way things were before 1944, to where essentially the Texas state Democratic Party had enshrined in state law that niggers were not allowed to have a primary election ballot for the Texas Democratic Party. Actually, I sort of agree that, you know, well, I actually agree with my oppressors. You see, you got to understand here, I like, you know, Gillette and the rest here. Why I like pussies about what niggers are doing in South Africa. I believe that if white people are in power, they should be able to go ahead and kill niggers that are inconvenient to them, and, you know, kill Jews and the rest here. Hell. You don't whine about police brutality. I believe in police brutality. I believe in being brutal to pigs. I believe in running around and making them eat their nuts and their spawn's nuts. Don't whine about police brutality. Practice it. The only difference is when you end up having a police state, the only question, the only thing worth fighting is who gets to become the police. That's why I go ahead and advocate civil war. Don't worry about morality, especially when the Jews and the rest are not only being immoral, but they're hypocrites as well. Don't worry about, you know, essentially, I mean, that's what gets me about Jeremy Visser, and that's what gets me about Obagenderbender. You know, these evil cocksuckers, they don't believe in freedom of speech. They certainly don't believe what they claim to believe. They like hiding, you know, under an alias or hiding whatever. They hate my family. They love the fact that my family was destroyed. And then they whine when I just simply says that I hate your little Mamzer family. I hate you Jew boys. I hate you faggots. If it's up to me, I'd kill every damn one of you. Folks, that's the whole purpose of the 10,000 Warlord program. I'm just simply telling the native whites here, don't worry about the rights of niggers, don't worry about the rights of Jews, and don't worry about the rights of regime criminals. They don't have any rights. You don't have rights, so they don't have rights either. Don't worry about it. Do whatever the hell you want. If someone wrongs you, hunt them down and kill them. Now, you don't do that if he's your brother. You know, but Eli James ain't my brother. He's a dirty Jew. Finkelshiny ain't my brother. He's a dirty Jew. Dan Johns ain't my brother. He's a dirty Jew. I mean, folks, you know, just because they claim their Christian identity, well, if they're dirty Jews, they're not Christian identity. I don't give a shit what the hell they claim. Angle of the Seas are true. He's not my brother. He's a dirty Mamzer here. He's, you know, another dirty Mamzer, you know, who Zog has gone ahead and set up. Folks, don't let, you know, I mean, there's two standards of morality, and there's one for those who are your brothers, who are your real brothers, who are your kith, who are your kind, who are not traitors to your kith and kind. You know, I mean, folks, I do believe in loyalty, but folks, you gotta understand, who are you loyal to, and it sure as hell ain't Jews. You know what I mean? So, anyway, well, the thing about it is, my sister, my sister-in-law, what ends up happening, you know? You know, my sister-in-law, I have no control of what my sister-in-law does. But my sister-in-law isn't running around. My sister-in-law didn't go ahead and, you know, destroy any white family. She's just a stupid wigger. Now, when time comes, I mean, it may not go, there may be some people from Florida here who don't like somebody. I mean, I think the whole reason she adopted a nigger is she didn't want to remarry a white man. So she went ahead and got her a nigger so she could go ahead and had an excuse not to go ahead and remarry. Now, I would have simply preferred if she just simply said, "Yep, the pussy store is closed, the legs are closed, I'm going to buy," I'd prefer if she just simply bought a vibrator instead of adopting a niglet. Okay? But, you know, hey, she did what she did. Now, do I have any control of what people do? If they see her with a nigger kid, make the assumption, and the answer of it is a no. I mean, you see a woman running around with a nigger kid, you're at liberty to assume whatever the hell you want to. And am I going to go ahead and go against anybody who makes the assumption and acts upon it? The answer is no, I'm not. Hell, I haven't talked to that woman for what, 8-9 years now. I'm annoyed she did it. I'm annoyed. You know, I mean, there's a number of things I'm annoyed about. You know, I don't really hate her, but she's stupid. There's a lot of stupid people running around. And, you know, I mean, there might be some hard-bitten people here who might very well take care of her. But, you know, I'm not going to be the one to lift my hand against my brother's widow. But on the other hand, I'm not going to go ahead and, you know, tell other white men to go ahead and lift. I mean, essentially, she's on her own. She, you know, I mean, by going ahead, and as far as I'm concerned, by adopting a nigger, she's cut herself off from the Lindstedt family. So, what am I going to do about it? The answer is, I'm not going to do anything about it. I mean, there ain't anything I can do about it. I'm annoyed as hell about it. You know, I mean, you know, just please take it back from wherever you got it here. I mean, this ain't going to end well. You got two children of your own that Monty gave you. I mean, shoot, take care of them. But, you know, like I tell people here, shoot, if you're going to adopt something, adopt a feeder calf here. If your grand experiment don't work out, you can always knock the feeder calf over the head and eat it here. But if you adopt a niglet, experiment's never going to end up well, and that niglet might knock you over the head and eat you here if you don't know what you're doing here. Because I remember this one, a couple years ago, there was this blonde, blue-eyed baby that these Jews went ahead and adopted. And the guy was in a Florida prison for life because when he got, you know, at the age of 23, he found out that he'd been adopted. He didn't much like his Jew, you know, his step-Jew, mommy and daddy, so he went ahead and killed his step-parents, his Jew step-parents. So these two Jew boys went ahead and adopted an Aryan, you know, kid, you know, who just went ahead and, you know, cacked them two cacks here. When I heard that, I thought it was hilarious. You know, so folks, you have stupid people, and they don't, I mean, essentially stupid people do stupid shit, and they're going to go ahead and end up with what they get here. I don't have any pity for pigs who go ahead and whose pension funds are being looted by Jews. Folks, you don't trust Zog Babylon. You have as little to do with it as possible. And when they go ahead and show up, you just show them hatred here. Now, I think August Christ deserved to have that pension as much as anybody does. And I mean, I got a laugh here because I don't think he's ever going to come up with $193,000. I sort of thought they'd manage to go ahead and steal maybe, you know, but folks, even if he'd only got about maybe 7,000 away here, Zog would have pursued him. The only reason that they, you know, as Zog has gone ahead and not sent him to prison is because Zog doesn't want to pay for his medical care. That's why he's free. I bet he's free now. And folks, you know, I don't agree with what August Christ did, but on the other hand, I'm not, well, you know, folks, if you're such a retard, you want to go ahead and claim to be Aryan Nations, you know, and send $25 to August Christ here. Well, folks, in Missouri, well, you can't do it now because I got the name of Aryan Nations, you know, at least of Missouri. But, you know, hey, that's why I told Paul Mullett after he had the big fight with old Mogo. I told Paul Mullett, why don't you just drive up from Chillicothe up to Columbia and form your own area, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Ohio? Go ahead and do it. I don't care. Can't go ahead and claim to be Aryan Nations of Missouri, but go ahead and claim to be Aryan Nations of Ohio. You know, burn old Mogul sass here. Folks, I mean, shoot, you can go ahead and become high bell priest here of it by just going ahead and forming. You know, and I don't know how much it costs here. I mean, I remember way back in February 2005, here is Morse Gallet. I'm having a conference call with Pastor John Britton because, well, Wesley Swift's original Church of Jesus Christ Christian, the corporate charter for it for Wesley Swift's church in California had gone ahead and become up for grabs because one of John Britton's relatives, uncle-in-law, twice removed or something like that, had died. And so I said, the state of California wanted $200. So I went ahead and said, well, hey, I can go ahead and form the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations of Missouri for $25. Me and Roxy and, one of you can be the board of directors. And Mo Gull said, go ahead. Go ahead. Of course, that was when I was a loyal follower of Mo Gullet. And by the way, I remained a loyal follower of Mo Gullet. Mo Gullet essentially is a drunken crackhead who doesn't have any loyalty to his followers or anything like that. Morris Gullet, is just a drunken crackhead and a criminal who essentially has no loyalty to anybody other himself. Maybe his mother. That's what you have when you have criminals. Okay? Well, I bet you have a whole bunch of trouble here. So, when the revolution comes here, having kids will be a problem. Well, when the Great Tribulation comes, having kids will be a problem. Doesn't go ahead like in Keith Southwest. We went ahead and read, those of you who are in Judea, flee to the mountains and pray that it doesn't occur on the Sabbath day. Pray that you are not having a suckling babe at your tit. And yes, it can be rough here. A Great Tribulation is not going to go ahead and be for everyone here. I don't think Andreas was listening, but folks on the first, during the first tribulation, the resurrection of the saints. Well, after Revelation 19, when Jesus Christ comes, and just before Satan gets put into a pit for 1,000 years. You have your first resurrection. Oh, and by the way, Eli or James hates, he just thinks there's one resurrection. He doesn't think there's two of them. And they're all going to be, no, the first resurrection occurs, you read in Revelation chapter 20, and folks, some of these people who are resurrecting will be because they had their heads chopped off. It says beheaded. That means you got your head chopped off. I guess some people didn't make the rapture and turn here, but they got their head chopped off before they could be raptured. They got resurrected after they got their head chopped off. They didn't manage to make it to be resurrected here before they got their head chopped off. They got their head chopped off, then they got resurrected. So, in any case, though, where was I? Let me see. Anyway. Where am I at? So, folks, generally, this program, if it's about anything, don't go ahead and follow, fearless leaders. Essentially, if you have some leadership potential of your own, it's up to you to be the leader. It's up to you to go ahead and do what needs to be done. And folks, I'm urging you not to go ahead and let yourself be known. Oh, Augie got in trouble, because it said so. Augie got in trouble because here's the FBI, it's scared shitless of, quote, extremism coming to the Zogland. Extremism coming to the Zogland and essentially maniacs making common cause with Al-Qaeda to go ahead and do truck bombs or whatever here. Folks, can you imagine what happened if Al-Qaeda had an actual white, redneck, Jew-hating, thing to where, hey, here's Americans, here's actual American who speaks it here, he believes in Allah, he can go ahead and do all sorts of stuff here that essentially a raghead with a green card or a student visa couldn't do. And essentially Zog is scared shitless about it. And so what happens is that here he is running his mouth, and then he gets investigated and finds out, okay, we can't give him anything because, hey, August Christ is just a yapping buffoon. Well, that's something that, if the FBI had been listening, they could have learned for themselves that old Augie is just nothing more than just a buffoon and, you know, a yapper and an idiot and essentially a mooch. I mean, shoot, yeah. people who essentially don't have any plans other than going ahead and driving in a beater car to visit a hate group and then have to go ahead and beg people for money to get back to Pennsylvania because they didn't plan ahead. Essentially, they plan to go ahead and beg for money. I mean, essentially, that doesn't strike me as someone who's rather well organized. You know what I mean? So if the FBI had been listening to the movement, Turd, and they probably are, they probably could have found out from this source that Milwaukee Crisis is not exactly domestic terrorist material. Of course, there's people who call me a domestic terrorist, and I don't think I am. But essentially, I'm just a domestic truth teller. Now, if that's terrorist, why, well, then make the most of it, okay? Yeah. Well, hey, Frank Wigger, what happens is that you can go ahead and stay in the, you know, the other parsonage across the street. How's that? So, anyway, where was I? In any case, folks, don't do stupid shit. Zog is out to go ahead and screw everybody who's white, you know, and male and non-faggot, you know, as it is here. They're out to screw you as best they can. No need for you to go ahead and go run, look at me, look at me, look at me, oh, please, here, and then put your own nuts in the vise. No need to do that stupid shit. This show is about avoiding doing stupid shit like that. So, I'm feeling sort of flush. I'm feeling really good because, hey, I got old Keith. I got old Keith to pretty well do an actual Christian Identity Bible study. And for my Garrett, really the only actual Christian Identity Bible study on the Wikipedia Talks To circuit. He's doing the only actual Christian Identity show, as far as I'm sorry, I mean an actual Christian Identity show, as opposed to Jews going ahead and whining about Jews. I mean, actual Christian Identity show. O'Keefe is. And I'm glad that Mona went ahead and sort of introduced me to Keith. And got Keith to go ahead and call up old Dan Johns and had old Dan Johns like to have an apoplectic fit here and old Keith pretty well telling them what a tardy was. You know, not directly, but by inference, okay? So anyway, start where Louis Thoreau left off. Anyway, I'll go ahead and look at some of these things here. I got this guy named Joe Adams. He's going ahead and he keeps on emailing me. Maybe one of these days I'll go ahead and be on his show. Who knows here. He's still, you know, old Wiggerswill made him bitch, you know, made him go ahead and apologize for doing a show with Covington on it. So anyway, let's see. How much time do I have? Anyway, I have 40 minutes on there. I think it's time for me to go ahead and take another break. So, well, I do have plenty of material. I'll go ahead. Well, I'm watching the debate, but I'm not actually listening to it. I'm going to go ahead and watching it here. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory.
Look at me, I'm April Gady, horny as a skank can be. I'll gobble your cock, yes, urinary and rock. Sure enough, I'm April Gady.
Bump it! Hey, I'm Wiggerswill. Beat my hogs like Buffalo Bill. Slap all them skanks, don't expect me no thanks. Long as I do get my fill. I don't wait, no prayer, don't de-louse you to care. I get full for one blue job. Get your mamzer paws on my silky jaws. You can't pull that crap with a net.
As for you, Hal Covington, I know what you don't want done. Don't want pussy crust, I'm no object of lust. I'm just old April Gady.
Calgy, Calgy, let me be. Says keep that poontang far from me.
See, I cool now, I'm starting to drool.
can't forget. I'm April KD.
Are you making fun of me, Pope Marty?
Some people are so fucking touchy. Okay, well, since this is generally the chat session here, there was some kid from old Massachusetts here. He had to unfriend me, and Frank Wigger says that he got unfriended. You know, he had to get unfriended too here. From what I gather, the kid's mother has gone ahead and been reading his Facebook friends. Is not impressed with assassination with Bill White. And like I was explaining, I agree with that, the kid's mother here. I'm not impressed by Bill White either. I don't hate Bill White, but on the other hand, I'm not really impressed with Bill White. Bill White is not one of my friends here. So so anyway, folks, in many cases, there's no need to be at altogether odds with your family. I've seen many times, growing up to where you would have people get into Christian identity, get into Herbert Armstrong's church, and they would try immediately to convert their wives or their husbands or their friends or their employers, and they would get all butthurt that their wives and their friends and their significant others and their their employers and the rest didn't see the beauty of Herbert Armstrong's church or of Christian identity or, and certainly of characters like Charles Manson and, Bill White. Well, I'd sort of say the kid's mother has a point. You know what I mean? And so she may not want to go ahead and have her baby boy be, best of friends with this maniac, half-bearded maniac from southwest Missouri either. And as a result, I'm not really, not really annoyed. I may send them an email saying, well, hey, listen to your mother, and essentially don't piss off your mother. And certainly not when you're living under, her roof and her, the dad's roof and all that sort of thing. What you do is that, when you're 17 years old, you're living with your mother, while your mother has a notion that you owe her loyalty for for her going ahead and taking care of you. And I would tend to agree with that here. Now, on the other hand, you do want to be your own man, but it's sort of difficult when you are just a young kid here. This is the age when you start working on who you are going to be, in the future. So, in any case, humor him, okay? So, any case here. So, anyway, I'm sort of looking, in many cases, folks, you've got to understand is that, most of the time in your journey through life, you're going to be alone most of the time. And even, I remember reading the Bible that even the wife of your bosom will go ahead and call you a fool several times, in your lifetime. And you've got to understand is that that's just the nature of things here. Even people who are the very best of friends or lovers or what have you, in many cases, they're still their own person. And if you really do care for them, you understand that is the nature of things. That's the way things should be. And you learn to, if you're not going to go ahead and appreciate, you learn to understand that. You learn to go ahead and respect those boundaries that other people have around you. And you learn to respect those boundaries because you have your boundaries of your own. I used to get very uncomfortable when this one character, and he was a pervert. I mean, he is a homosexual pervert, and he'd just go ahead and essentially, the one thing that people didn't like about him
is that he would just go ahead and essentially get within, quote, intimate contact. He wouldn't go ahead, he wouldn't, you know, I'm not saying he would grab your dick, but he'd go ahead and get closer and closer and closer, and you'd be backing up and backing up, you know, please. You know, and after you backed up about three steps, like I told him, hey, you know, look, you keep your distance from me, quit backing up on me. You know what I mean? And then I found out he was a pervert. You know, he'd gone ahead and found out that I knew some law work here, and I was trying, you know, he was trying to go ahead, you know, get me to overturn his conviction for being a pervert. He'd pled not guilty by reason of sanity. He'd been essentially a pervert. I'm not sure if he was a child molester or what he was here, but you know, he was a rather goofy character. And he didn't seem to have any good sense. He didn't seem to understand any boundaries. And he went ahead one time and just got on this guy I call Biker Bob. And Biker Bob was a hardcore criminal who killed people for fun and money. And he sold meth and he hung around the Hells Angels. And I sort of liked old Biker Bob. He was sort of like Augie. He was an ex-Marine who spent most of his time, you know, not in Vietnam, but in the stockade. And essentially, he was just really a professional criminal who he went ahead and confessed to about four murders. And from what I gather he was, is that supposedly he was there because he was being charged with plotting to, kill a member of McDonald County law enforcement, McDonald County, Missouri, for money. And essentially, he managed to go ahead and catch his way into the nut house. And essentially, he wasn't nuts at all. He was rather just a hardcore professional criminal. And he did not like perverts. He did not like child molesters. He didn't like criminals. He didn't really like perverted, nutty criminals. And here he was sent to a nut house. And this guy who went ahead and just crowded up on people, went ahead and made a mistake of crowding in on him. And essentially, he said, "Leave me alone, you chumbo faggot." And what happens is that he went ahead and, you know, punched out this character, and this other character grappled him. He did something here. I mean, old Biker Bob was actually the aggressor, and the guy went ahead and pulled out half his beard. I told him I'd give him ordination if he wanted. He could just go ahead and shave out the half that had been pulled, and he pulled it out by the roots, left a bunch of, you know, beard hair, you know, with blood on it. So, folks, normal people respect the boundaries that people have. And, how did I get in here? Well, from old Mass, from old Massachusetts, going ahead and essentially saying his mother was reading his Facebook account and didn't want him to go ahead and be associated with the, quote, extremist element. And to that I say, well, you're right. There's nothing hidden really to Zog and NSA here. People are still bitching and pissing and moaning about how Zog is spying on you. I assume that the FBI listens to this podcast. I assume a number of things. And, back in 2006 when I was locked up in the nut house, there was a big stink about how Bushy went ahead and had the NSA spy on 42 million, Zoglings. You know, most of them Wigger Zoglings, went ahead and had them spy on the account here. And then old Bongo said that he would make that illegal. Instead, what he did is that he went ahead and signed a bill to where gave AT&T and Verizon and all these other, internet service providers and telephone companies, gave them absolute immunity for going ahead and spying on, on Zoglings. So, folks, you don't have any quote rights here. And I'm going ahead and reading about how they went ahead and passed this new law, this military thing, to where essentially if they go ahead and declare you a terrorist group or a terrorist or a domestic terrorist like they did Augie Christ or they did Edgar Steele, essentially they can go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to you. So what is the actual, you know, what is the actual response of that? The actual response of that is don't run around screaming and hollering and pissing and moaning in terror. If they wanted to go ahead and declare war on you, then you just go ahead and essentially you don't even need to declare war on them. You're at war with these people. They treat you as something disposable, something to go ahead and be cheated, something to be destroyed. And so as a result, what you do is that you do the same against them. You go ahead and think the same against them. A regime criminal is a traitor. You know, if he's a Uyghur, he's a traitor. If he's a Mamzer or a Jew, he's just a Mamzer or a Jew, and he, of course, he's at war with you. He has been ever since, what, Genesis 3:15, 7,000 years or so ago. You don't go ahead and get all upset at reality. That's what gets me about Americans, about Zoglings, because I was stationed over in Germany. I got to see other people, other white people, and generally to a German understands he don't have any, quote, really free speech. I mean, essentially, if you call somebody a dirty Nazi, you can go ahead and be fined. You can even be put in jail. You don't have any real rights when it comes down to it. And Germans sort of understand that because, well, in many cases, when they go ahead and deal with political dissent, they just simply go ahead, if it passes a certain, and they just go ahead and cold-bloodedly kill whoever's causing the problem. The French pot pigs do the same. I mean, you know, these are white people. Essentially, they don't have the little notions that Anglo-Saxons got about pretending really when it comes down to it to be under rule of law. You are under the rule of whoever is in power at this time. And so they cold-bloodedly do, their police do whatever the hell they want to do. But most of the time they don't want to do it because they, you know, they go ahead and understand that when the gloves are off and all restraints are off, then all restraints are off and they too can go ahead and be treated rather roughly. Here in America, you have all the tyrannies which are close to machine gun rule, essentially overt civil war, and they pretend that we live in the greatest country on earth, that we live in the home of the free and, you know, land of the free and home of the slave. And essentially whine and, you know, like Zogbot patriotards. You know, and Harold Covington's gone ahead and said, well, I don't see why it is we end up having, you know, supposedly the right to go ahead and have guns. We have the right to go ahead and have free speech. How come we're, you know, Zoglings are bigger pussies than actual Europeans, actually Brits, or actually whatever? And the answer of it is, we're pussies because, hey, you know, we're brought up to believe stupid shit that isn't so no more. But they used to be so. But essentially, it works both ways here, is that pigs go ahead and they have the belief, they have the sanctimonious belief here. I mean, there's far more hypocrisy among Americans than there ever is among other white people like Germans and the rest, because essentially when it comes down to it, they understand is that there is no such thing as rights and there's no such thing as freedom. Essentially, it's all governed by who is in power. Whereas in, you know, America, you'll end up having people like old Newt Gingrich talk about family values here when he's the last one to practice. He, you know, talk about how free market, you know, enterprise when Newt Gingrich is the last one to practice it. But the rest of these pieces of shit are as well here. That's why you have far more hypocrisy in America and Zog than you do anywhere else. Anywhere else. And I guess the idea of all these Zogbots like Jeremy Visser and Oba Genderbender bitching and pissing and moaning about boycott Keith Sutherland because he has something to do with Pope Marty. Well, it's just silliness here. You know, I don't call them people who boycott Eliers. I don't call them people who boycott Finkelsheenies. I don't call anybody go ahead and boycott. I mean, here I am going ahead and spying and laughing and, you know, trolling the hell out of these tards, or at least as much as I can. But what I'm saying is that if you sort of understand, if you understand that essentially you don't have any rights the government needs respect, then you understand the converse, that the government doesn't have any rights that you need respect. If the, as the government has done, it goes ahead and says that I cannot run for public office and, you know, white voters cannot vote for me, then what I say is that I have no obligation or duty, moral obligation or duty, to go ahead and obey Zog laws or to go ahead and pay Zog taxes. And neither does anybody else who wants to go and support, you know, support me, because, hey, folks, we don't have a representative form of government. We do not have a, quote, Republican form of government, which means a representative to elect delegates to go ahead and be our representatives. We do not have a Republican form of government. We don't have the consent, a government which is of the consent of the governed. We essentially have a tyranny, a decaying tyranny, which is pretending to be a democracy but isn't. We essentially are ruled by lies. We're, you know, and the way to go ahead and avoid being ruled by lies or liars is to understand that they all lie, you know, that we are being told lies, nothing but lies, and ruled by liars and criminals and Jews and Mamzers and, you know, regime criminals. And as such, we have absolutely no need to go ahead and have any mercy or have any kindness to those who have no kindness or mercy for us. That's why I'm trying to go ahead. I'm trying to go ahead, and to anybody who listens, I'm trying to turn you into something, you know, that you weren't, you know, that you are now, a Whigger. I'm trying to turn you feral. I'm trying to turn you, you know, into from a sheep-like idiot Whigger into a feral white man. That's what I'm trying to go ahead and do. And I'm telling you, I'm advising you, don't go ahead and do something violent or stupid that will get you to where you are caged up with a bunch of niggers. I mean, that's no fun. I may end up having a better understanding of criminal behavior, of criminal Mamzer behavior, because of my being locked up with them for 3.5 years and seeing them where they didn't have to pretend to be anything other than they were because they were supposedly nuts. You know, folks, yes, I end up losing quite a bit, but I'd have just as soon not had to pay the price for learning it. I mean, occasionally, I'd go ahead and tell the niggers right offhand that, yes, I was a Klansman, yes, I was a Christian Identity minister, yes, I'm associated with the Arab Nations, and most of the time, them niggers would be scared of me, and they leave me alone. But occasionally, some of these crazy niggers would go ahead and work up their courage to go ahead and attack. And I remember New Year's Day of, 2007. You know, here's this nigger with gays here. He's been staring at me like a baboon, talking to himself, hearing the voices in his head. Attack the evil Klansman. Attack the evil Klansman. So, hey, when he went ahead and punched me in the ear, you know, he was scared shitless, but, hey, the voice in his head told him to do it here. And, well, hey, I got a bleeding ear. I was worried because this nigger had gays here. You know, hey, what a wonderful thing. Locked up in the nut house, we get punched in the ear by a nigger with AIDS. Not much fun. Folks, understand the times that you live in. Understand who is around. Understand where they come from. You don't need to go ahead and join a movement. What you need to do is you need to be your own movement. You need to go ahead and be captain of your own soul, master of your own destiny is what you need to do. Okay? And then, if you end up, you know, essentially being taken care of yourself, you will have time to go ahead and help, you know, if you want, Harold Covington. You'll go ahead and be strong in and of your own self here, of your own right. Okay? That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. So, anyway. Well, the future isn't going to be the yellow man. Essentially, I hear that in China, things are not going too well for the Chinese. They have their own problems. Folks, tomorrow does belong to us. And the reason tomorrow belongs to us is because Zog is falling apart and there's not going to be very much more in the future. Okay? That's what belongs to us. Tomorrow belongs to us. But, you know, in order to get there from here, you know, from here to there, essentially we have to go through a lot of shit. And part of that shit is the Great Tribulation. We're not going to go ahead and be risen up or raptured up or anything like that. We're going to have to go ahead and live through what's going to be, you know, the Great Tribulation, since it never was and never shall be again. And the reason you will be alive is because Jesus Christ comes to go ahead and resurrect you. And, you know, pray and hope that you are alive on that day, because I think this thing is coming very, very, very soon. And essentially, we're just going through the motions of a election or what have you. We're just going through the motions to go ahead and pretend that things are okay when things are not very okay at all. In fact, they're getting rather grim. Rather grim at that. So, any case, there's not much going on in the bowel movement. I went over on VNNF. They said that Alex Linder had been gone for a while. It looks like the worthless bastard is back, and he's back to sleazing against Chris Sandanti. Over on Stormfront, well, there's nothing going on there. Old, you know, Clint's meerkat is yakking about, oh, moral decay. Yeah, Clint's meerkat. Tell us about moral decay here. I mean, how you ran off with the wife of the Grand Dragon, you know, when she was a sexual mascot. Well, good for you. And, heck, not the only one. And, folks, it seems to me that, essentially, you know, the only one who's gotten good news is Augie Christ here. Augie, I don't know if he, I hope August Christ is out of jail. I hope he's, you know, house arrest at home. August, don't pay back $193,000. Not that I think you're going to be able to, okay? Oh, Nimbusters? The Nimbusters are being a bunch of, screwed up retards. You know, they're sexually perverse, screwed up in the head. Obsessed with Lloyd Davies, Stan Lawson, essentially a bunch of tards. I mean, the Nimbusters are tards, okay? They're tards. I mean, some of them are sexually perverse. Folks, I do not, you know, I mean, if you go ahead and see a somewhat intriguing thread here, be careful about clicking on, because you might see something you don't really want to see. I mean, Nimbusters are being tards, okay? Well, hey, is that news? Well, the answer is, it shouldn't be. Okay? Okay, well, hey. I mean, I bet I'm on there here. I mean, what am I going to do about it? Did you read Lothrop started, it was called a rising tide of color against white world supremacy here. Let me see. Pastor Martin Lindstedt, Lucifer, a.k.a. Buddy Hinton, Lloyd Stalker, Bernie Fine, Brian Rio, Jerry Sandusky, Roger Wiseman, Roman Pulaski, Admin, Steve Olson, Tom Dowry, George the Atheist, Pastor Martin Lindstedt, Shemale Guy, Pooty Guy, Mickey the Time Trial, Alfie Guy, Mark Morgan, George Huston, Lucifer, a.k.a. B. Jefferson. Okay, Mamzer of the Year. Well, I'll go ahead and vote for O'Brien Rio on Mamzer of the Year. Let me see. Mamzer of the Year, Brian Rio. Over 9-118, well, you know, Brian Rio should win that year. Eat shit and die, actually, himself. You know, Fellow of the Year, Close Polls. Okay. Well, hey. Well, I guess I didn't get any votes at all here on the close polls, which I'm grateful here. You know what I mean? So, Nimbuster of the Year. Who's the Nimbuster of the Year? Let's see. Chris Drake. Anonymous. News Guy. Unknown Fucktard. Well, I guess Unknown Fucktard is winning it. Oh, well. Okay. Well, hey. Jew of the Year. Cocksucker of the year. Let's see. Let me see. Well, it looks like News Guy. Looks like News Guy has won here. Old Blue Fence, he didn't even get hardly any of it here. You know what I mean? So. So, Nimbuster of the year. We'll see how I do here on it. I'm not a Nimbuster, though, really. In fact, I've never known what the hell a Nimbuster is. I mean, you know, what is a Nim, and how do you bust one here? Well, hey, I'm in the running for it. Well, I'll be damned. I'm not sure if I really want to win that either. You know, Felon of the Year. Why am I a felon? I'm not even a felon, you idiots. If you want to say convicted misdemeanant of the year, well, that would be one thing here. At least, why am I an asshole of the year? Why am I an asshole here? Good Lord. Ham of the year? Well, I'm not into hams here. Okay. I'd vote for Brian Reel for cocksucker of the year and mamzer of the year. Anyway, fellow of the year, probably still go ahead and give Hal Turner here. Okay. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and pedophiles of the year. Anyway, so much for Nimbusters here. Nimbusters is essentially a, well, sort of like the Jersey City truck stop of forums here. You know what I mean? The best thing, there were some truck drivers. We were picking up some Jersey produce. We talked about, me and these other truck drivers, work for Burlington, where they had discussed the Jersey City Truck Plaza. My driver trader said, I don't have a gun big enough for that place here. Well, it's not as bad as that. I once spent the night at the Jersey City Truck Plaza. Went to get a tire fix that I screwed up here because I was green and, got on the Jersey City, got on the Jersey City Parkway and found out that they're not open to commercial travel. And I went ahead and bent back a rim on the trailer. Didn't curb the tire, but I didn't bend back the rim, so I had to go ahead and pay $20-some to go ahead and get it hammered out. And, anyway, I spent the night at the Jersey City Truck, plaza, and here comes this here nigger, Lena Lott Lazard, I guess, and she went ahead and put one hand on my shoulder and then grabbed me and asked me if I wanted a date. And I was sort of in shock. And I said, well, no, I'm a Mormon. I got 3 wives at home, 14 kids. Could you help me, you'll back this truck up here? I'll give you $1 if you help me spot. And, she already offered me a date for $10. Well, not a date. It was really a blowjob she offered me for $10. I really wasn't interested in that here. I didn't have anything in the truck. Especially I spent the night at the, Jersey City Truck Plaza. And, around that time they had CBS, 48 minutes or 48 hours or something like that. And essentially they were talking about, on Crack Street or something like that. Well, here you had just, it looked like that. You had a whole bunch of nigger whores sitting around this burn barrel, and they were burning what looked like the floorboards to a trailer, burning that, in New Jersey. And, niggers do not like take cold weather very well here. It must have been November of 1988 here. So it was cold for them niggers, and they were burning a barrel here. One of them came up here and grabbed me by the nuts and asked me if I wanted a date, and I told her no. But I did offer honest work to go ahead and make sure there was room to park nearly 2 rigs there. It was room to park a rig and a half, and I was such a piss poor backer that I offered her $1 to make sure I didn't go ahead and hit nothing. It still took me quite a while to go ahead and back that thing. I was a piss poor backer. I tore off the mud flaps here, jumping a curb on this 1984 Freightliner, which was the oldest truck in the entire freaking fleet. And, folks, this is my third trip here, it wasn't an easy one here. It was to New Jersey. I was going to pick up a load of garbage. Anyway, people talked about the Jersey City Truck Plaza, which was owned by Rudy, who was a Jew, and Rudy would sit behind 3/4-inch bulletproof glass here. And this was in 1988, and that must have been the same time that old Finkelschini was going ahead and killing. But, you know, why he was a sergeant or maybe a corporal at the jail before he killed the Puerto Rican. And anyway, the discussion turned about the Jersey City Truck Plaza, and essentially the consensus was it was an open-air brothel with fuel pumps. And I said, don't forget, it was probably the only place, you know, around New York City, New Jersey, where you could go ahead and get axled out. You know what I mean? Where you could go ahead and get your axle weighed, you know. And that's what I used to do. I used to go, you know, ahead and pick up a load. And for some reason, them assholes at Lyndhurst, New Jersey, would not allow you, you know, anybody, to go ahead and weigh off their garbage. Now, folks, the good thing about it is that most times you're hauling Jersey produce, a.k.a. garbage, from Staten Island, New York City, New Jersey, whatever. The good thing about it is you went ahead and drove across either the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I didn't like taking it, although there were plenty of places to go ahead and park, or I used to like going around Interstate 80 and stopping at a number of places. The good thing about it is that if you went ahead and planned it right, or you planned it after dark, chances are you didn't have to go ahead and go through a weigh station. You know what I mean? But I always liked axling out, and these assholes at Lyndhurst wouldn't let me go ahead and axle out here. You know, just, I mean, they had a scale. They wanted to make sure that you got every pound of garbage, you know, to where you would be, you know, at 80,000 pounds, but they wouldn't let you axle out. So what I would do is I'd go ahead and usually stop at the Jersey City Truck Plaza. So it had a pretty good scale. So anyway, I don't know how I got, you know, onto that here. But folks, well, anyway, Monday, you had Eli James, Anglem Cecil Truett, and these lying bastards were claiming, you know, Anglem Cecil Truett was claiming that he didn't know Bill Fink was a murderous pig in Jersey City. Folks, Elier knew full well about Fink. And Fink knew full well about Eli James being a Jew who had changed his name. And so did Anglem Cecil Truett. He could have learned at any time. I mean, folks, I've been telling about Finkelschini for a long time, over a year. Well, before Anglem Cecil Truett got out of prison. Folks, all this stuff is known about these evil people. You can't go ahead and claim that you know about these people when you did know about these people or should have known about these people, okay? In any case, when will you start recording here? Right now I'm recording on MP3, What I'll do is I'll go ahead and collect them together, and I might very well go ahead and put the finished result up on the, the TalkShoe page, but I don't need to do that. You know, this morning I went ahead and put up 98.5 of 1st December. So the two is I need to put up 100, I need to go ahead and put up 100.5, and I probably will before Sunday, okay? In any case, right now, people ask what to do here. Folks, stay away from the bowel movement. It's filled with tards and Jews and Wiggers and Mamzers and the rest here. I was going ahead and looking over. You have APOC now here. Last March, when essentially Jaybird went ahead and deleted my entire forum because old Brian Rio got on the HostGator and told him to delete it. Essentially, we went ahead and talked about, hey, how, you know, of the four people who went ahead and formed the Beer Barrel, he was the only one that gave a shit about free speech. He was the only one who gave a shit about free speech. Old Jay Bird decided to go ahead and blame me, and he went ahead and deleted me without, essentially, didn't do as I asked. Just simply say, hey, just put it in a secret admin file. Nobody will be able to find some bitch. And now, it's a sort of a waste of time to go ahead and even you know, talk about putting it back here, certainly when it's just become nothing but the monkey barrel. What I've noticed over the last, especially the last 6 months or so, is that there has been a change in movement communications, and it's moved away from the V Bulletin Forum. It's moved away from the V Bulletin Forum. It's moved to the moderated WordPress blog. Now, I had a blogger blog, but the thing about it is that anyone, little whiny Jew boy, he whines enough here, or Google, which, you know, Google, which owns Blogger, I mean, he'll go ahead and kick you off. Whereas WordPress will go ahead and kick you off, but it requires a good deal more, and you can still go ahead and get a, you know, template. You can go ahead and save it on a WordPress template, and you go ahead and bring it back here. There's this guy named Joom, who's essentially has somebody go ahead and do his stuff, and I went ahead and put it back on the WordPress format. It wants me to go ahead and upgrade to, what, version 3.3, and I'm not going to do that. But essentially, what happens, I went ahead and upgraded that WordPress blog. And yes, you can go ahead and do that. I mean, folks, but it's changed from being essentially from the V-Bulletin Forum, where most of the movement communications is, like on Stormfront or, VNNF. Essentially, where most of the comments, most of the thinking is occurring is on these moderated WordPress blogs, to where someone has to go ahead and write something that's worth reading, and then you'll have people go ahead and respond to it. And folks, that's where, you know, that's where the mass of communications is taking place now here. You know, first it was fax, you know, first it was faxes, which was before my time in the bowel movement. Then 1995 to 1996 it was the email tree. You know, which, you know, was moderated for, you know, pay $100 a year, you know, P.O. Major Domo or P.O. Box, like old Scott, you know, Charles Bruce Stewart, he's still around. I called him Charles the Worst here. You know, he's so proud of being descended from Charles the First. I called him Charles the Worst. You know, he used to run his common law court thing. And then from there, it was to the E-Groups and the Yahoo Groups. And then from there, it went to the V-Bulletin, and now your major center of communication is now on your moderated WordPress blog. And folks, Fade the Butcher, he used to go ahead and not realize that. He'd go ahead and open the blog, forum, close the forum, open the forum, close the forum. And folks, I mean, I think the forum allows far more communications, but it allows far more communications than what used to happen. But hey, you know, the actual communications, the actual thinking, such as it is done on the moderated blog. Now the bad part about it is now you have Hadding and Wiggerswill and the rest here who are demanding that their, you know, I think Covington calls it best. He calls it the '90s show. The '90s show. Of TARS going ahead and demanding you worship William Pierce here. Well, folks, Pierce got, you know, well, Catchalane said 400,000, Covington says 300,000, you know, I think it's more 400,000, 300,000, because I think Catchalane knew far more about how much money Pierce got than, you know, Covington does, but it doesn't really matter that much. Is that Pierce got a bunch of money. And essentially, he ran a Elohim City for Create TARS. I got an invitation to visit Elohim City from the Dr. Pastor Robert Millar. And essentially, I went ahead and asked, Lewis Beam Catchling was the best time to go ahead and go down there. I said, no time. Because they knew full well that Bob Millar was a snitch. And, you know, contrary to what old Mike, Red Mike Vanderkuyt is talking about secret plots or secret plannings, essentially, the Elohim City situation was straight up front here. The reason that Bob Millar snitched is that he didn't want to be murdered. he didn't want to have happen to his little commune what happened to David Koresh and his bunch. Well, Bob Millar knew full well is that, hey, I mean, Zog was a murderous, you know, it was a bunch of murderous bastards, and yes, they would go ahead and kill him and probably do it a whole lot easier than, you know, old David Koresh was a race mixer. David Koresh didn't have a problem with living with niggers, having niggers in his church, screwing nigger women, from what I gather. He didn't have a problem with that. And they did that to the Branch Davidians. What do you think they would do to a bunch of tards claiming to be Christian identity, you know, who they thought were total maniacs? What do you think would happen to them? And as a result, that's why old, you know, Bob Millar snitched. That's why his son-in-law, Larry Ellison, snitched, because, hey, you know, he didn't want to go ahead and spend some prison time after he got arrested after 1985. So, folks, there was never a good time for anybody real. I mean, I got invited because, hey, essentially they wanted to go ahead and find out about me. That's why I got the invitation. And because I had no intention, there was no need for me to go to Elohim City, I never went to Elohim City. I talked to a few people who had been there, asked them what it was like, and essentially they told me about, you know, what it was like. You know, and I seen some actual people who were, you know, the real deal here. But you had some real tards down there too. Did I need to go to Elohim City? Hell no. No good, nothing gonna be gained by me going there, and that's what Lewis Beam says. Well, no, I'm not gonna go there. This is sort of a joke. But folks, the same thing with William Pierce. He got the money, and essentially what he was doing is that he was a Zogbot. He was, you know, keeping an eye on these tards. And you had a bunch of Anglo-Mestizo creatards and idiots running around with William Pierce. And some of them were pretty decent characters, like Chris Drake, stand-up guys, and some of them were sort of goofy faggots here. You know, or, well, I'm not sure if Kevin Alfred Strug's a faggot or not, and I don't really think he's a child molester, but, you know, there's another tard. And then Hatting, he's a total tard. Quiggerswill is a real piece of, you know, a drunken Anglo-Mestizo Wheelos piece of shit. Big buddies with, you know, I mean, I think he's a Zogbot himself here. And here you have these people wanting to go ahead and redo, you know, Hatting wants to go ahead, the non-counterproductive, I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth. I'm going to go ahead and write an article about the truth. Well, no, Hatting, you hate the truth. If you love the truth, you wouldn't mind having a debate. You wouldn't be going ahead and getting me kicked off of Four Fag Seeds and have me kicked off along with April Gady over on Spurfront. That's why I'm annoyed at April Gady. Essentially, she don't give a shit for the 14 words. She's all mad because Covington's bunch outnumbers her little bunch of stupid little meerkats. And so, oh no, I got to fight with anybody who has some liking for Covington. Well, you know, Covington doesn't, you know, pull that shit here. He's not banned me from his Facebook page. Of course, he can't now. But, hey, folks, I mean, snitching, and essentially, you know, censoring. I mean, if you're snitching, you know, a censor here, at the very least, you're a total self-indulgent fucktard. But if you're doing it here for Zog, that's even more unforgivable. And essentially, you know, I mean, if I've been ridiculing the hell out of April Gady, I don't have a problem with ridiculing the hell out of that stupid old twat. Now, old Covington was saying that she was big and fat and ugly. She isn't. She's a rather fuckable heifer here. You know? But on the other hand, she's still just an idiotic twat who just thinks with nothing else other than her pussy, and everything she turns her head to is usually ends up being screwed up. And so, no, I'm sort of, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with chewing on her ass. Really don't, because, hey, when it comes down to it, she's not really into white nationalism, foreign nationalism. She's not in to go ahead and secure the existence of her people and the future for white children. She's out to go ahead and just look at me, I'm April Gady, you know, horny as a skank can be. You know, that's probably what, the, you know, is going to be the intro song to this last section here. And folks, I don't have much use for these retards of the 90s show. I have some respect for William Pierce because he was quite smart, but I think he was also accepting money and he was running in Elohim City for creatards. The FBI, once he got that $400,000, the FBI had him by the nutsack. And when it came time, you know, when he got this, you know, diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, if you get pancreatic cancer, I don't care if you're as rich, you know, got a couple $1 billion like Steve Jobs, and you have enough pull to go ahead and buy, you know, jump the line and buy you a liver transplant, sooner or later, and usually sooner, you're going to croak off. You're going to croak off. If you got pancreatic cancer, I mean, that's a death sentence. You know, be you Michael Landon or Patrick Swayze or Steve Jobs or whatever, or William Pierce. And essentially, I think that, you know, rather than, you know, at least August Christ here, he doesn't have an earned 93,000. Okay, fine. I'll plead guilty. What are you going to do? I mean, I guess old Augie, he got tired of the free room and board. He wanted to go ahead. That's why he pled guilty. Why? Sooner or later, they find him guilty. And essentially, if they got him found guilty, he'd get more than what? You know, the 6 time served and then 6 months out the rest here. So I sort of salute old Augie here for at least, you know, understanding the realities and essentially, you know, I hope he went ahead and enjoyed, you know, his $193,000 that he got out of talk. But, folks, you know, that's why I don't really have any, you know, dislike, you know, in my heart for old August Christ here, although I don't have too much respect for him either. You know, and I don't really have any hatred for April. She's just a twat. You know, but I do have a good deal of despising of old Hatting the Meerkat. You know what I mean? Well, he's just really a twat, too. Wiggerswill, I mean, another deluded twat here. He's going to go ahead and treat Christianity just like a maggot here with a big old pile of elephant shit. I mean, folks, you know, All this tard corral movement, you know, bullshit, this bowel movement here, you know, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's just a big old pile of shit. And you're better off going ahead, just looking at it from the outside, just look at it in and laugh your head off at the stupid shit that occurs, because that's all it's going to go ahead and occur. Folks, this great tribulation is coming. There's nothing that's going to go ahead and stop it here. You can go ahead and bitch. I mean, folks, you end up even having politicians who are running for office talk about Zog's decline. Yep, Zog is declining. It's turning to shit. It's not doing very well. It's not going to continue to do very good, okay? So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead, and I think I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead and, we don't even have any chance for election here, okay? So, did I read Spengler? They had a copy at the Fulton State Nut House, and I went ahead and glanced over it. I mean, it's rather dense reading like Mein Kampf, but what it boils down to is all the civilizations, especially the Western civilization, is a universalist civilization. And what he was trying to go ahead, Oswald Spengler was trying to say, is that essentially all these empires, they go ahead and destroy their founding stock. You know, I don't think he included the Aztec Empire, but, you know, essentially that was a cannibal kingdom. But, it didn't do it's, you know, people any good either here. None of them do any good, but essentially the Western ones are out to go ahead at the expense of the cities. They go ahead and destroy the countryside. They go ahead and destroy their racial founding stock. And Oswald Spengler did not have, you know, in fact, the name of it here was Decline of the West. It was, in Germany, it was called, the evening, you know, the declining evening or something like that here for civilization or something like that. Oswald Spengler did not have he had a rather gloomy and pessimistic belief here. And I think he was actually right. I went ahead and read, he had two books, essentially plowing through, because he was only allowed one book. I mean, I sort of liked the book because there was quite a bit of stuff in it. But on the other hand, it was a rather dismal little book here, and it was not light reading at all. Okay? Well, it was boring. Okay? It was boring. But essentially, if you went ahead and read the initial chapter, you went ahead and read the initial you know, a couple chapters here. You read about the first, portion of the book, essentially covered why he sort of thought, you know, that there was a decline in the West. Essentially what it said is that, you know, folks, you know, it may look like it has vigor, but essentially the civilization is going ahead and leaching out the racial stock. And pretty well, whatever Oswald Spengler said, Lothrop Stoddard said it better and quicker. Okay? Yeah, that's what I was going to go ahead and say. I mean, all this stuff is worth reading here. So, I've never even tried reading Rosenberg's Myth of the 20th Century. Okay? Anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. So, I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night. White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the corn I've lost, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie, white men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the corn I've lost, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On Zogling next week, some bar boots to stamp out God's home. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the court of laws, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi, hi, oh, the love of God our only need, hi, hi, oh. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawn, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi, hi, oh, our sons won't have to go and fight, hi, hi, oh, white men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the court of lawns, let red blood flow.